Heroes News today.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sili antibus obselis, fortune amici vulnera, sutra di preteris.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Intensely in the last 8 months, or longer now, the drone swarming around the United States, particularly in New Jersey, was human, and it was governmental, and it was done as a beta test to create fear for doing it in other parts of the world, namely in Europe, on the borders with Russia, so that they could terrorize the public and imply that Russia was going to attack. We've already seen cases where Zelensky's fired missiles into Poland and tried to blame Russia and been caught doing that. You now have Hegseth convening a very rare, urgent meeting of hundreds of top generals and admirals. And, of course, Trump basically greenlit NATO going to full war with Russia 2 days ago. And there's so much more. And, of course, no one's thinking about any of that right now watching. Radio listeners are thinking about what I just said that's so important. But everybody's wondering why I have a Hitler mustache. Well, it's a social experiment to show how people look on the surface of things instead of what the actual policies are. And so the corporate media will misrepresent what I'm doing here today because they're deceivers, and that's what they do. Charlie Chaplin could have a Hitler mustache. All these modern comedians can, and I had McBreen put a little compilation of that together. And that's okay. But when I, someone who is not a fan of Hitler, because I've actually studied history and had family that was in World War II, get attacked by the left as a Nazi, and then by the extreme right as working for Israel, they will say that I am Hitler. Well, they already do that. And to be a white man in the West now is to be Hitler. Even if you don't support the ideas of Hitler, that's what the left does. And it's caused a lot of people to then just embrace Hitler without really knowing about Hitler. And Hitler is now one of the most popular people in the world, in Asia, the Middle East, Africa, Europe, here. I told you about this years ago. I saw the trend. Now they've done big studies. That's how much the propaganda of the left and the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, have completely blown up in their faces, that a lot of the public's simple, so if they're rejecting the ADLs of the Poverty Law Center, well, then Hitler must be good. Now, before I get into all this today, and all the news, I was trimming my beard this morning, half awake, at 5 a.m., and just the cat jumped up on the counter, my wife's cat, hit my arm, cat loves me, worm. That's his family name. He's known as Mushu. My daughter named him Mushu. I like to call him Worm. When he was a kitten, he'd wiggle around like a worm on the ground. And the ragdoll jumped up and hit, and I went into my beard and gashed it all the way in. I was like, well, I had to get rid of the beard. And then I went to meet Sean Johnson for a hike today instead of lifting weights, and he said, because I left the mustache, he started laughing at me, and I love Sean. He goes, dude, it looks like a pedo stash. You got to get rid of it. He goes, you ought to go Hitler. This is a joke. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what? You're right. So this is a little pleasant mistake here, but obviously it'll be a top story. Not nuclear war, not the indictments coming down. No, none of that. No, just like the escalator being sabotaged, which is important, but nothing compared to nuclear war. That's the top story. Escalator gate, teleprompter gate at the UN, and it will be Alex Jones has become Adolf.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
September 25th, 2025. I am your host, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Now, obviously, everybody watching is only thinking about my mustache right now. You are not thinking about all the incredible earth-shaking news I'm about to cover. And that's because as a species, or really any species, we go off the way things look, you know, the colorations of things. What's on a butterfly? What's on a snake? The patterns out there. That's what we have. And so after World War II, for the last 80 years, everything has been a paradigm of, is it Hitlerian or is it Captain America? And the left in Europe and the United States and the UK and Australia and New Zealand, they've continued on the psychology of World War II. And then the Democrats and the colleges and the think tanks and the ADL, they then say that white men are Hitler. Christianity is Hitler. Hillary said a few days ago, we have these evil white men that are Christians, and they're the problem with the world. And, of course, she's called Trump Hitler. So have all the other Democrats over and over again. And, of course, that was 80 years ago and really has nothing to do with what's going on here today. And that's why the left actually promotes and hypes up white supremacist groups and Nazis and has made tens of thousands of movies about it. And they put out reports. Biden did the number one terror threat is white supremacy. And there's record level whites attacking Asians when it didn't even exist. You know all that. Trying to brand everything and keep the whole world Hitler versus Captain America, and the globalists and the New World Order and the Israel lobby, they're Captain America, and everybody else is Hitler. And so a lot of people are sick of it, but they're not very sophisticated and have not actually studied that Hitler was a very kleptocratic, totalitarian, megalomaniacal individual. It doesn't mean some of the forces he was opposing were good either, but that's the bottom line. And so that's why I'm doing this social experiment, I think for just a few days. But I don't know. I went to a gas station. I went in a grocery store this morning, and it was spectacular. Being a white guy that has German features, classical German features, and with a Hitler mustache, and it was very interesting. I could tell you it had a wild effect on women. I thought they were about to start throwing their panties at me. And they didn't know why. They were looking at me, because you know, most modern women, even young ones, don't really even know even what Hitler is, but they in the back of their head, they know what it is. So they got a guy with, you know, kind of Lex Luthor meets Adolf Hitler looks with blue eyes, and they just didn't know what to do. They're like melting. So I don't know. Maybe I should, for a while, just as a social experiment, keep the mustache. What's everybody think? I kind of like my goatee beard. You know, I've been just kind of experimenting. Everybody asked what that look was I had before. Who's the Marvel comic guy that has the knives that comes out of his hand? Like a wolf or Wolverine, yeah. So my hair is gray all right here and still brown here. So I figured I'd shave down from where it was brown, white. Remember, I did that for a while and it had that white and then into brown. People kind of thought that was interesting style. That was just me shaving. And no, let's see what that looks like. And this morning, again, I was about 5:30. I had complaints that my beard is prickly. And then I should, you know, condition it, which I never did. So I'm conditioning it in the shower and all the rest of it. And then I'm going to trim it. I get the clipper out. And I'm zzz, and Mushu, the ragdoll cat, jumps up in between me, you know, give me a kiss, hits it, and it goes right down. I was like, oh, my God. So I go, well, I got to cut my beard off. So I cut the beard off. I'm going to go with a mustache. And, again, I was going to go hike with my workout partner, Sean Johnson. He saw it, started laughing. He said, he couldn't quit laughing. And I go, what? And he goes, dude, you look like a pedo. It's ridiculous. He goes, you got to cut that off. He goes, here, let's call my fiance up and see what she thinks. So he FaceTimes her. She goes, yeah, you lose it. And I said, all right, well, let me, because we were going to hike around my house today. There's a big green belt there. I said, let me go in the bathroom. I'm going to, he goes, wait, don't go. Go Hitler. At least let me see it. It'd be a great stunt as a joke. I started thinking, I was like, yeah, like a social experiment. Maybe just do it for a few days. And I go trim it, walk back out of the bathroom. He goes, damn, no, you know, we got to take this stash back, call it the Jones now. This is a good looking mustache. He goes, you got to keep that. So that's how this happens. I may keep this for 6 months, actually, because I'm already the devil. I'm already Satan. I'm already all these things I never did. And also, I've never supported Hitler, and I oppose all forms of totalitarian systems. I don't think Hitler is the worst totalitarian in history, but he's right up there in the top three or four. And boy, if you actually follow their real plan, you don't really get their real plan on the History Channel. It was, they wanted the EU, they were going to slowly poison the food and water of subhumans, so they never knew what hit them. They'd already kind of stolen that plan from the British that had been developed. So Hitler was just a competing totalitarian command and control system, and he believed in absolute strongman totalitarian rule. I'm an American. I'm a Thomas Jefferson guy. So if I was going to copy somebody, I'd, you know, have long hair, because Jefferson didn't wear a wig. He could actually grow it to look like the style, the French style. If I wanted to, like, an ode to someone, I would have Thomas Jefferson hair. And would dress in a 1776 colonial style British outfit. But I'm not going to do that. I would look like a dandy in the days we are here today. So I was going to dress like somebody. You want to know who I like? You want to know who I follow? You want to know whose writings I absolutely click with 100%? Thomas Jefferson. A classical true liberal. And his ideas are what actually works and empowers humanity. But you got to have the competition. It's still survival of the fittest, but you also have guardrails to protect the general public. It's a democracy with a little d. And it produces the most freedom, the most wealth. The problem is, good times make weak men. Weak men make Hard times. Hard times then make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with this for a while. Because I can really educate people on the left and right about what Hitler really was. And we can also have the corporate media, you know, within an hour. It's going to be Jones goes full Nazi, endorses Hitler. Now, when all these comedians do it, it's great. And they do it in movies, it's fine. But they think you're stupid. They will misrepresent and say that I am now a National Socialist, National Socialist Workers' Party. That is absolutely not true. I'm a constitutional, free market Christian. You call me Christian nationalist, they demonize that term. I mean, that's what we were founded on. I'm not going to make you follow that like Islam. But they've demonized that term, so I guess I will adopt that. I'm an America first, pro-team humanity individual. And people need to really study society and different systems because we're at a crossroads deciding the future of humanity right now. So there is a quickening. Everything's coming to a head. And there's such a rejection of the neo-leftists, ADL, Rothschild, BlackRock, anti-human, anti-Christian, anti-white, anti-West, that there is a avalanche of support, a flood of support into, well, we want to be the opposite of that. And I've been telling this for years, and now it's in major polls. Adolf Hitler worldwide is one of the most popular people. Only Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, look it up, are more popular. And in many areas, Hitler is the most popular person in the world because he is seen by the general public that wants to reject this system and doesn't believe a word it says as well. If he was against this system, then he must be good. So if it takes a bald-headed Hitler to explain this to you, I will do this social experiment to, I guess, be the anti-Hitler. But what I want you to know is that the anti-Hitler is not the ADL, is not the Southern Poverty Law Center, is not the Democratic Party. They love totalitarianism. They love race-based politics. They are using the same tribalism that Hitler used. They just know that whites are 7% of the world population and declining. And they know that all these other groups statistically are even more racial, more racist, and more violent, and more tribal, and more territorial, and they can simply, big corporations, turn them into anti-Western, anti-whites, bring them in and wage war against us. But you have to understand the real enemy is the globalists that are manipulating all of that, and the Hitler response to it is going to create the collision they want instead of the great understanding that brings us together as all God's children to make it through this great challenge and come together and survive on the other side instead of killing each other. That's why the left is pushing racial division. That's why they create the racial and cultural and religious division. Then they come in as the referee to control it, just like in prisons in the United States for 100 years. Before they integrated the prisons in the 50s, and still there was somewhere integrated before that in the North, you put the Irish, you know, in like places like New York in one area and the Italians here, or if it was a good divide of Catholics versus Protestants, you divide them up and then have the bosses that met with the warden to control them, and they create beefs with each other so that they were fighting with each other instead of the jail guards, which I'm not saying we should overthrow the jail guards, but in a prison, but this is the model of the great game used by the British to control India, with just a few thousand troops controlling tens of millions of people. Hundreds of millions. Now billions, but British haven't been there since the 50s, as you know. So, we're in control. So, that's the divide and conquer strategy. And so now prisons are Hispanic, black and white, and in areas that have large Asian populations, there'll be a little Asian wing as well. And the wardens call in the different gang leaders every week, have discussions about what's going on, what's happening. A lot of the prisons are corrupt. They let the guards bring in drugs. Gangs on the outside then pay money to the guards and pay money to the wardens. I'd say half the wardens are organized crime. But see, that's a microcosm of how the deep state and the whole system works. And when it goes on for too long, it ends up like termites in a structure eating through it, and it collapses it. So, again, as a white man, you are already Hitler in the eyes of many people because of the brainwashing. Now, a lot of folks are waking up to that, and you got record numbers of blacks and Hispanics voting Republican, and people see through it. But there are still a lot of folks that are not aware of that, and kissing people's ass when they call you racist and going along with political correctness, that only intensifies the more the left, the media, the NGOs, the primary schools, the colleges, the corporations enforce it. And the more you submit, the more intense the brainwashing gets. It's a cult. So even though I disagree with quite a bit that Nick Fuentes says and how extreme he says it, because I'm really, from my own Christian perspective, we have to come together. That's the plan. We're so proud of ourselves, we'll have our own sovereignty. But at the same time, that is the great unifier. But he's healthy because the left is 10 times more racist than him. The ADL is 10 times more racist than him. The race laws in Israel are 10 times more racist than him. So you can't point your finger at Nick Fuentes and say he's saying these things to stand up for himself when he's under attack, which definitely white people are, to have people that are 10 times more racist point their finger at you and shake their finger. You're supposed to piss your pants and bow down to them. No, not being bullied, not bowing down to that is the answer. And when it's so extreme on the other side, if you get somebody on the other end who isn't calling for violence, who isn't working for the globalist, who is getting people to wake up, that's a healthy thing overall. Because he's trying to move the Overton window as far as he can to drag it from the extreme anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-Catholic system back to something that, you know, resembles sanity. So I'm a very fair person. And the left in the last really decade has gone full Hitler in that full, you know, Hitler's full racial. Our group's the best. Everybody else is scum. Everybody else is subhuman. We can do what other people, whatever we want. And because we can dominate somebody means we have a right to do it. Well, the left comes in and says white people and capitalism are evil. Everybody wants to get into those countries where there's some vestiges of that because it's a powerful culture, superior in many ways. But that's the elite manipulating that because they want to bring down any middle class or any vestiges of due process that resides in the West. The ideas of the West are the antidote to the ideas of the transhumanist, globalist, ultra-eugenicist, who all act liberal and loving and fund all the Black Lives Matter and the drag queen story times and the pronouns. But in reality, Bill Gates is more Hitler than Hitler could ever want to be. Bill Gates' father took over the foundation of IBM that got the highest award from Hitler to carry out covert depopulation eugenics operations. Look it up. It's known. The real name of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the World Population Foundation, World Population Control Foundation. There's videos of them giving each other awards for it. So, but he's all, oh, I'm liberal. Oh, God, don't eat beef. Eat bugs. Oh, God, take my shots. Oh, but sometimes he slips up. Our biggest problem is African overpopulation. We need to get vaccines in them so there's less people. And then the crowd of rich white people, half of them Jewish, you know, at the TED Talk all clap. The reason I mention the Jewish thing is my dad's Plan 2 professor that he was under for the time he was 14, 15, 16, you know, he was in high school already at UT for, you know, gifted program, was Professor Speer. And he was Jewish, head of the body department. And they had the six best students out of the class. And after he was there a few years, they did the testing. He calls my dad in. They were friends. They went to dinner, hung out, you know, all of it. Went to his house. He finally says, David, I'm Jewish. You know that. But he said, and he had him in like in his area with the butterflies and plants, you know, on his house. He goes, but just like breeding with plants and butterflies and all this, you know, I'm Jewish, and we don't believe in Hitler's form of eugenics, but we are going to carry out eugenics, and we do need to depopulate people. And my dad didn't tell me this till he saw Endgame 17, 18 years ago. He comes in. We're going to ballet recital for Charlotte. She was like 3 years old then. I'll tell you how long ago. She's 21 now. Yeah, 17, 18 years ago. My mother watches most of Endgame. It wasn't done yet. She goes, David, this can't all be true. It's all the quotes and everything. He goes, no, Carol, it is. So we get in the car, drive the 20 minutes, and he's sitting there in the passenger seat there in the back, and he just spills his guts on all this stuff. And again, this was widespread. This is what goes on. So let's just get this straight. H.G. Wells wrote nonfiction books and was really the head of the World Depopulation Group, along with Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley. Look all this up. And they had their liberal plan to basically poison and kill the submasses, but also dumb down the competition and poison everybody, and then just move on to a machine-based system. That's the plan you see now. They'd already theoretically projected it in the time of Galton in the 1850s, theoretically. And Hitler, you can look this up, wanted Huxley's killed. He wanted Wells killed because they were obsessed with the fact that they had an alternate plan than theirs. So it's not that we got a bunch of Nazis after World War II and they infected us. In the Nuremberg trials, their main defense was Margaret Sanger and Thomas Watson of IBM and all the training they got in England and the United States, and that they were simply carrying out their own operation for racial hygiene. So that's my point, is that this is what Benjamin Netanyahu believes, and he believes they're the superior master race. The Germans were like, oh yeah, we are. The British are like, well, you know, we are over here. And Hitler thought they were the best, actually. He thought the Brits, for whatever reason, were the, and the Scots were the uber Aryan. Read his writings. That's why he hated and cried when he had to bomb England, literally. See, you guys don't actually know the real history. It's all there. Actually, read the writings of Hitler and all of it. And then you'll understand all of this. Edward VIII was the king of England. He had to abdicate, not because he married an American woman who was a Nazi. He lived in Germany, lived in Spain during the war, fled to Spain. He was going to be made the king of the EU by Hitler, but that was part of an elaborate setup, including setting him up to pull the rug out from under him. They had a secret peace treaty with Rudolf Hess, the deputy Führer, and Adolf Hitler, signed by Neville Chamberlain, that they were going to take over Europe, then they would join forces and then attack Russia, and then they double-crossed Hitler. And they had Hitler's Enigma machines all throughout the Nazi Party. British intelligence was inside of it, controlling it. Hitler was set up. Hitler was a loser. But see, you don't know all this. And now the ADL, everybody wants Hitler. They're promoting all the anti-Semitism stuff because then they can play victim and keep the World War II archetype going to cover up their eugenics, their depopulation, their supremacy. That's all. Netanyahu is simply, not all Jews, but the Netanyahu are a competing group of supremacists. And that's a historical fact.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I put that headline out on InfoWars. You just saw it there. We'll put it back up on screen if we can. An OMG investigation has proven that Epstein was a CIA Mossad agent. High-level DOJ people caught on tape admitting it, which we already knew, which I already told you, resulting in the subsequent cover-up, plus James Comey, Lisa James, and others to be indicted within the next 4 to 5 days. Statute of limitations is up, then the word is it's been done. I'll give you a lot of details of that, including exclusive information. Plus, Alex Jones conducts Becoming Hitler social experiment. And that is a very important headline, and I'm going to finish up with the Hitler stuff here because, well, you can go to the other live show headline I put out on X, and I said that Trump has endorsed NATO going to full war with Russia, because that's what he did a day and a half ago, and the news didn't even really pick it up. They said, oh, he endorses the war, says Ukraine can win, take back his territory, and probably a bunch of Russia. They leave that part out. Russia's foreign minister, Lavrov, just came out and said what the facts are. Russia declares NATO and EU are now at war with Moscow in chilling escalation. And it's been like that for a long time, but now it's official. And so the last time Europe attacked Russia was Operation Barbarossa in the winter of 1942. And it killed 27 million Russians, 24 million Germans. 90%+ of the war and the casualties was the Russians and the Germans. So I love what Trump's doing on the border and love what he's doing on the economy and reshoring jobs and before trying to stop these wars and just fabulous. And Kennedy in there really going after Big Pharma very quickly, devastating, and moving to indict Comey and other deep staters. It must be done. But this isn't art of the deal stuff where Ukraine and NATO won't give up, Russia's winning, Russia's not giving up because the deal that Trump got them to do, Ukraine wouldn't accept. And so suddenly Trump goes, well, I don't want to look like a loser. Okay, fine. Let's go to war with Russia. We won't directly do it, but we'll give Europe the weapons to do it. That's the same thing. If Russia sold weapons to Mexico and they bombed us. I mean, come on, people. Like cruise missiles? So if you want to talk Hitler, Ursula von der Leyen, in fact, pull up her speech 2 weeks ago where she goes, this is about power, literally in that accent. This is about power. We will not be left on the sidelines. We must continue to be important. And the way to do this is war with Russia. I do not want to have to speak to this, but this is our mission. And their business plan, she goes, in our new world order, Russia will be defeated and busted in five pieces. Now, granted, she doesn't have a Hitler stash, but she's got the German accent. Oh, but she's a liberal. Unelected EU dictatorship. And so that's an ultra massive big deal. And just like I predicted months ago, have the archivist find it, please. I said, they already snuck with NATO and the CIA in Operation Spiderweb hundreds of drones up to 4,000 miles inside Russia to blow up their nuke bombers, attack their strategic nuclear triad. And I said, now they keep saying Russia's going to hit Europe with drones. Russia would never do that and escalate. It's NATO encircling them. They're not expansionists. They got more resources than all Europe combined. Europe knows that. Russia has like five times natural resources. It's just ridiculous. And so it's the biggest country in the world, richest country in the world, resource-wise. Everything. They have everything except uranium. And we have everything, too. We're just smaller, so we have less of it. Except we don't have helium. They got helium. We do have helium, actually. Europe doesn't have helium. So they use hydrogen. But the point is that the old economic order is collapsing. Think of Bernie Madoff scam times a trillion. Well, at the New World Order level, the globalist level, they don't go to jail. They don't get thrown out of power. They start a war to stay in power, and that's their business model. So people are scared of a guy in a brown jacket with a Hitler mustache because they've been told and seen that that's the threat. No, that's the threat of the past and one of many. So what someone looks like, white or black, whatever, isn't what matters. It's the content and the character of their deeds. So when any of these actors or people do it, it's okay for the comedians. But I guarantee you, probably already, Alex Jones becomes Hitler. Alex Jones becomes a Nazi when I am absolutely opposing the mindset and the real policies of the Nazis. Well, they had a lot of talk about purity and family and strength, but it was all to mobilize people and get Germans to have as many kids as they could. This is in their documents because they knew they were going to lose most of them in world domination. And when the Germans, taking on the whole world, finally buckled, Hitler literally called them subhuman and said they have failed. They weren't up to it. and flooded his own subways. They said, sir, it'll kill them. Hundreds of thousands of women and children. He said, that's fine. They're weak. They deserve it. And that's the same attitude that a Bill Gates or a Larry Fink have. It's different flavors of Kool-Aid, but it's all got cyanide in it. So you need to learn that the image the ADL gives you of what evil is, oh, look, it's Hitler, and then they call everything they don't like Hitler, that's actually the opposite of Hitler. When you see the ADL and their leader, you're seeing the modern real Hitler. A racial supremacist, dividing and conquering, trying to take people's speech, manipulating groups against each other. So it's the same tactics, but from a different racial group. And the Chai Coms, Chinese great people. But to be a unified, homogeneous group, nobody on earth is more genetically similar than the Chinese. And they're the oldest culture. 6,000 years continual. Really tens of thousands, but, and they're lockstep. And they believe they're the master race publicly. The Japanese believe they are the master race. Until World War II, and they're so honorable, they said, no, we are no longer the master race. And they literally said, the Americans are now the master, just American spirit. You're the master race. You're the boss. It's all hierarchical with them. And so this is how the whole world works. Every group thinks they're the master race. Mexicans, you know, that are from Mexico, waving their Mexican flags, they think they're the best. It's what humans do. But you have to then actually ask, who has produced the most stuff? Who has produced the most literature, art, culture, science? Well, you can't argue that the West, in every way, has been superior. Also superior in evil and war and destruction. Just because something's bigger in every way doesn't necessarily mean that, at the end of the day, is an attribute. Westerners are not very violent when it comes in their neighborhoods. The crime level is very low, but comes to war, it's very high proclivity. Because everything is institutionalized. The violence is right under the surface. So, here's the news we've got today. We have these obvious staged drone incursions into Europe that I predicted months ago was imminent. You can see the pre-programming. You have Zelensky saying they're going to start attacking deep inside Russia with U.S. weapons that Trump's authorized. Totally insane. You have Russia saying, okay, we're officially at war with you. You declared war on us, and that's true. This is sheer madness. But the left in Hollywood and the culture says you feel unease because there's white supremacists everywhere. Because people have a sixth sense. They know something's wrong. And the whole thing, it's because of Trump. And before Trump was trying to stop this, well, now Trump backing NATO, it is because of Trump. Because everything else Trump does that's good is negated by us hurtling towards total war with Russia. So, again, a brown jacket, a Hitler mustache, people think, wow, that's an image of evil. That's a ghost. That's gone. But the ghost of Hitler is now possessing the EU he created, his brainchild, with the unelected commission he envisioned that, again, is going to start and expand a war with Russia, always licking their lips for over 600 years. I mean, there's been over 100 invasions by Europe into Russia. And every time it fails. And the entire Russian culture is built around the suffering and being attacked and being ready for it and the race memory expecting they're all going to die and they have to accept it and it's actually something they want to then follow in on their ancestors' footsteps. The Russians don't want to invade. The Russians don't want to take over. They have more land than anybody in the world. Only when the globalists, proto-globalists, put the Bolsheviks in, took control of it, and then weaponized it against the world, did we have a Russian expansion? Because it wasn't a Russian expansion. It was a zombie operation where the mind and soul of the Russians have been hijacked, just like America's been hijacked by the very same globalist system really for the last 50 years and is now an engine of evil. And so you have Trump saying, not only will Ukraine win, but Ukraine will take back all the land and more, meaning what the EU has said, what NATO has said, what Zelensky said. Zelensky, we will be in Moscow soon. And he said, when they delivered panzers 2 years ago, he goes, soon we will be with panzers in Moscow. Which the Germans got up to the gates of Stalingrad and the gates of Moscow and burned it and blew it to the ground. And then they all lined up and tens of millions of people killed each other in the toe-to-toe battle. So people say, oh, look, Russia didn't take over all Ukraine. They never wanted Ukraine. They did a diversionary attack on Kiev and Kharkiv. They said they were going to do this to get their zone built to then be a Maginot Line 2.0 to destroy the NATO forces at the main invasion point, because you have the Caucasus Mountains and others there blocking Russia everywhere, but right there in eastern Ukraine where it's flat. So they went and invaded to draw the line where the Germans invaded in 1942 in Operation Barbarossa. So you want to look for Hitler today. He ain't running around in a brown jacket with a Hitler mustache. But that European plan of their elites, their old royalty, to conquer the Russians. Every time they don't beat them, they want to beat them even more. It's like the Democrat law firms that want us shut down so bad. Their fake auctions, the scams they run, all the things they do, the things they get caught in. And they just get wilder and madder and just, they want it. They want it like a tug of war. They can't get it. They need it. It's their Stalingrad in the information war. I mean, remember Nick Fuentes yesterday? I said, Nick, Congress says, you know, Alphabet that owns Google and YouTube's written a letter. They claim they'll stop all the political banning and everybody can come back. I said, it's pure bull. I predict I'm going to go back on there today. I said, you should too. We'll be banned by tomorrow morning. He said, yeah, I'll do it. He went back on. I went back on, put up a video about the indictments that are coming of Comey and others. Very nice report last night. Banned about 3 a.m. this morning. And that's okay, because then Congress will know that it was a lie. Congress will know that their agreement and what they said they would do to stop the censorship was a fraud. Everybody was texting me last night. Oh, you're back on. Congratulations. Texted back. No, I'll be off by tomorrow. And, of course, my prediction was right. It isn't hard. But it's okay. If I hadn't gone and done it to show it's a lie, Paul Weiss Law Firm, $40 million restitution payment and community service for lawfare against Trump, admitting it was illegal. They've been riding that $40 million off suing me and are still suing me, still trying to shut me down. And if I ever sue them back or fight back or point that out, I'm stalking them. I'm hurting the families. I'm harassing them when their main goal is get me off the air. They say in the articles, he'll soon be off. He's on his last gasp. But he's harassing us by appealing. MSNBC, how dare Jones appeal this? Because they need me silenced so they can lie about me and fundraise off my name saying I did things I never did. See, they don't just censor you when they shut you down. They don't just silence you. They then wear your skin. Well, here's the great news. You dumbos don't understand. This is just an Alamo here. The name, the equipment, none of that means anything. I've just been waiting, fighting 100%. If we win, it's a great victory. If you're able with all your scams to get control, it blows up in your face even more, dumbasses. Look at Kimmel. Had no ratings for years. Now they're huge because of the Streisand effect. Because the FCC had made a joke. They were canning him because he had no ratings. He'll be off in a few months. There's no viewers. But you shouldn't have even made the joke. But now you have the Streisand effect. But unlike Kimmel, who had no viewers, I already had giant viewers. Number one in the world in English speaking, period. Not just news. In 2016, 17, that's why they came. And they said, he's the model. To shut him up, lie about him, rig court cases, do all this, And then we'll be able to do it to everybody else. And we got their PR company documents and all the rest of it. And the Justice Department saw that and said, we'd like to start talking to them about this. And then the deputy head of the DOJ came and said, nope, you're not doing that. That's how this works. And then now Trump's watching, just like he saw how they wouldn't indict Comey and stuff, so they removed those people, and that's all part of how it works. So you guys think you're so smart. We already had all this worked out. We already knew how all this works, and you just stepped in your bear trap again. We haven't even released the main evidence yet. We're doing it imminently. We got you. You think the stuff we had was bad? We got you. DOJ funding it all, Obama ordering it. Because people are done. And they know what's going on. And this is all tests to identify who's who and who's working with who in the DOJ for the purges. You heard of like planting a piece of info to find out who gets it? Oh, you're so smart. You control the corporate media. Everyone does the opposite of what the corporate media says. Now, I'm done with the breakdown and the experiment of Hitler for today. I got all the huge news to hit, and just so much I haven't gotten to. Women are now killing themselves with Tylenol to show it's safe. I'm not kidding. Pregnant women are killing themselves with their babies. Literally. Celebrating death. Trump says, talking about being a cult. But here's my breakdown this morning. I didn't do it in a German accent. I probably will do something later today. But I explained why Hitler now endorses the Democratic Party. Here it is, and we'll be right back.
A lot of people say I'm a villain. In fact, they say I'm the most evil man in the world. But I don't feel evil, and animals like me. And I got to say, being resurrected here in the early part of this 21st century, and to see the world that we're in today, really gives me heart. And I see my ideas, my methods being implemented in China and by the EU and all across really the world. You know, it was my idea to create the European Union. We're going to put Edward VIII, the King of England, on the throne. He was actually royalty from the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. They got broken up after World War I. Of course, I was in World War I. And due to the incredible science that we developed in Germany in 1944, time teleportation, I am now back with you here in the year 2025. And I can tell you, though, I don't really believe in Western values and freedom. I believe in raw force and power and control. And that's why I'm endorsing Governor Gavin Newsom for president in 2028. All of you who want to truly be strong need to support a leader like him that could set up the conditions with such precision to burn down the most valuable real estate in the world and then take control of it in an emergency himself and take the property from the people and announce a plan to build a 15-minute UN city. He did to the Palisades in just a couple days what it took me weeks to do to Warsaw when I bombed them with Stuka dive bombers. So I've got to say, I really support Governor Newsom. I also admire the president because he's also a dictator of Ukraine. He's picking up with NATO where I left off when Barbarossa failed. Because of the weakness of the German people. And so, where Napoleon failed, and where the German people failed, I have returned in the year 2025 to give victory. And I want you all to support Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected dictator of the EU. I want you to support Xi Jinping. And I want you to support the Democratic Party and the dictator of Venezuela, Maduro. As fascism rises worldwide, I want you to bow before the ADL. And I want you to support the destruction of free speech. Because that which stands against the state is hate. And just as the great Hakeem Jeffries said 3 days ago, when the Democratic Party gets back in power, we are going to arrest every Trump supporter and imprison you. And that's if you're lucky enough to live. Yes, we learned to claim that we're the liberals. We're able to take full power and control. And so now, I want all of you to know that I also admire the great Benjamin Netanyahu and the work he's done as well. The stand down on October 7th, just like our Reichstag fire, was the perfect plan to trigger total war in the Middle East and funding Hamas, creating Hamas, running them. And Hamas is even better than Netanyahu, holding the hostages so their boss Netanyahu can continue to destroy all of it. It's beautiful. That's the true, sick Machiavellian thought that it takes to win. One world government, one people under it, and one great leader who will soon rise. I love you all. I love all the dead. And soon, through the injections and through the GMO, you will all slowly die. And my son, Bill Gates, will rule over your skeletons because you are weak and the Ubermensch is here. But whatever you do, never follow Bill Alex Jones on X and don't tune into his program, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, and support the Democrats. Support their operations to silence him. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, now you know your mission. One world government with one destroyed civilization ruled by Satan. So go now and support the Democratic Party. Hail the DNC. The DNC forever.
Well, there you go. Hitler just endorsed the DNC. They call us Hitler all day. All right, I'm going to get super serious now, and I may just shave this thing off. It really annoys me. Please remember that I can't do this without you. I need your support. We have incredible highest quality creatine, private label, top brand, at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge discounts for VIP members, but it's also discounted for the general public, just a bigger discount of your VIP. $30 a month, get $40 from the store, special deals, special offers. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the creatine's amazing, but really the colostrum is incredible. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Some stations don't carry this first five, but I'm going to move out of the history lesson on the ghost of Hitler is Europe starting a war with Russia. Russia's saying we're now officially at war. And then, oh, Russia's got drones over all these countries. Oh, we're under attack, and it's not Russia. They say it's a false flag. I'm not following Russian propaganda. Months ago, over and over again, I predicted, because I can think like the enemy does, they're going to hit Europe with drones. First spooking everybody, I said, just like the UFO stuff that tried to divert from Trump gaining in the polls right before the election. And then they're going to weaponize them, and they're going to blame Russia, and we're off the races. And now it's happened, and now Russia says it's a false flag. See, I'm not the tail, I'm the dog. I don't sit around and wait for what the Russians are going to say. I don't get points from them. And when the Russians were going to invade, I was on their state-run media and had them on my show, and they're like, no, Mr. Jones, we're not invading. And I go, yeah, you'll probably invade by late February. We have to end show. How? Because I was just totally freaking him out. But I just don't get everybody else. Like, why aren't other people as smart as me? I'm not just saying that. It's like really scares me. Like, I keep projecting my intelligence on everybody else. Oh, there are a lot of smart people, but they're on the evil side. They've given up on humanity. So one of the things we're going to cover is YouTube tells Congress, because of lawsuits and got caught election meddling, we're going to stop censoring. We're going to let everybody back on. And I told Nick Fuentes, let's go back on today. We'll be kicked off by tomorrow, but then we can bring that to Congress and show. This is part of the process. I didn't do it as a futile gesture. I did it to expose it. So here's the clip of that. That's just some of what's coming up. The Epstein case is blown wide open. Here's the clip. We don't have the First Amendment. We have nothing. So on the heels of Bondi endorsing the ADL repeal of the First Amendment last week and us slapping it down, we have Jim Jordan yesterday. Due to our oversight efforts, Google commits to offer all creators previously kicked off YouTube due to political speech violations to return to their platform. But that's not all. We have the Alphabet letter, that's the parent company, Eric Schmidt, saying, yeah, we're going to stop. So I've been a little busy, but I told you during a break, you should go try to relaunch your channel. And I'm doing it today. I'm going to get there with my driver's license, all of it. And I'm going to try to relaunch the Alex Jones channel today. And the crew's like, well, let's worry about the algorithm. We're not going to get on there. I predict they're going to block it, which is fine. Then I'll get it to Jim Jordan, who I can call on the phone, leave it right there. This is just department investigation, and we're going to force their hand on this. But this does show some of the good stuff coming out of Trump, other than trying to start a nuclear war. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm skeptical of it like you are, because then they came out actually, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, and YouTube said it's a pilot program. I don't know if you, this is brand new.
No, I think
it
just came out. We're going to let them all back, but it's a pilot program.
Yes, so I'm deeply skeptical, and, you know, that could mean one of two things. It might mean that they will do more later. That's what a pilot program is. They'll see how it goes. Maybe they'll bring on more people. Or it could mean that it's like a token concession, and it's not actually what they're saying it is.
They, you know, big creators, big talk show hosts, I'll stop there, they call them up and say, oh, we hear Evan Alex on. The producers all talk to them, they're all telltales. Better not do that, we're going to demonetize you. So that's what goes on. But it's not like, oh, I went back on YouTube. But clearly, will you, because I'm not trying to hog the space here. It's a smart, not a stunt, it's a show. And let's commit, you and I both today, let's go try to log on. Let's try to relaunch the Nick J. Fuentes show, America First. Let's try to relaunch Alex Jones Live. Let's do it when we get off here in 10 minutes.
Let's do it. Absolutely, I'm game. Yeah, let's stress test it.
Yeah. Because it's horse crap. I totally agree with you.
Gun-loving, fun-loving, hot-blooded Texians. two-stepping, outlaw free, when looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide.
A lot of stuff, but not really in-depth last hour, so let me drill into it all right now. The Russia, Ukraine, EU, NATO, U.S. war escalation news in the last 3.5 years is the absolute most horrible, worst news ever, but the general public and even myself to a certain extent have a normalcy bias, and we are sleepwalking into total war and thermonuclear hellfire. I mean, I intellectually look at it, know what it is, and my brain can't even register it. Because just like you, I got a normalcy bias. I mean, I got iced tea right here. I got a sub sandwich and salad I'm going to eat later. I got a great family I'm going to go home and see later. Got a great crew. The sky's beautiful. There's birds flying around. It's a nice day. Beautiful sunrise. Meanwhile, we had a war in the early 40s that killed a couple hundred million people. And just like most wars in history, they repeat with the same groups. And boy, people are going to be anti-war after this one, whoever survives. But generations will go by and people forget again. So we're at the end of this global political order. And the globalists want to maintain control, so they said we're going to have a big war. So I'm going to hit this news. Then I'm going to get into the indictments of Comey and Letitia James. I told you they were the first. Told you 6 months ago they'll be the first. They're the top first targets. It's cut and dry. And all that went on there and the battles just to get a U.S. attorney in that would actually indict them when the grand jury came back with indictments. Same thing you see with letters to, you know, ask questions or investigate what was done to me, and then the deputy AG slaps it down. That's just part of what happens. That's part of the process of identifying the deep state and the operatives. So I'm going to get to all that. We then have the economic news coming in. Really good news. Trump is succeeding. But this war, again, will absolutely derail it. Then, you can laugh at this stuff, but when I saw this morning, it made me really sad, because these people are in a cult. And I did make the joke on Monday, and we put out the memes, you know, showing a woman opening her mouth with a huge tablespoon of Tylenol pills, saying, get ready for people to overdose and die on Tylenol, because they want to do the opposite of what Trump says. Because if you didn't know, I don't want to tell people how to commit suicide or anything here, but you don't need to go to Sweden or Canada to commit suicide. You don't need to get two bottles of pain pills. You take a bottle of Tylenol extra strength, you're dead. And by the way, you're going to wish you were dead quicker, because it ain't like cyanide or something that kills you quick. You are going to have total liver failure and bleed out of your ass till you're dead. So if anybody's wanting to commit suicide a really painful way, this is it. And they've got women, hundreds of them in hospitals, multiple deaths, including pregnant women, who get on the internet and go, look, F you Trump, and just gobble a bottle of Tylenol. Man, I mean, these people are crazy. But that's the Trump derangement syndrome, and I'm in this paradox where Trump is doing so good. Yeah, here it is. Oh, my God, I can't even look at it. Poor babies. But it shows these people literally, there's, I'm about to wreck my baby's blood-brain barrier. I'm going to take a Pfizer shot. I mean, this is just Jim Jones cult, but let's stop. I'll get to it later. But it's so emblematic as a case point. And I guarantee you, just like 55% of Gen Zs and millennials, and depending on the polls, 55, 57, 58, 50, it's about 52% on average, want full communism. And it's the same people that are like, Trump says, look out with a bunch of studies, Tylenol's really toxic. Well, here, let me just eat a couple bottles of extra strength. And if you hold that in and you don't vomit it up, you are dead. But you're going to, it's going to take 6 to 12 hours and you are going to be in excruciating pain. Yeah, oh, Tylenol decades ago said don't, pregnant women don't have it. Of course. And it dissolves the glutathione in your body. And where's glutathione most concentrated? In places like the blood-brain barrier sac around your brain. And then you add a bunch of shots with mercury and all this crap in them. What do you think is going to happen? But in their religion, they got to do the opposite of what Trump says. Because he's Hitler. Well, I'm Hitler now. Call me Hitler plenty. And I'm here saying, please don't kill yourselves. Please don't be racist. Please don't support Nazis. This is a message from the good Hitler. Also, please don't support the ADL. They're a supremacist organization as well. All right. So, there's a lot more, too. Again, the Epstein thing, which we've known and we've known and we've known. And I've told you for 15 years, and Roger, you know, said it on air, and he told me right when Trump got elected, he said, listen, it's CIA's protecting Mossad. We all know that. The Epstein thing is not coming out. He said, when they get those files, the Democrats hid in New York, you know it's just spiked with the same old crap, Jane Doe 2 that isn't real, and E. Jean Carroll stuff, and Melania's a hooker that worked for Epstein. None of that's true. It's all been disproved before. And sure enough, that's what it was. But for national security, Trump has shut it down. And I think that's wrong. But not because he was involved himself. And yeah, I said early on, I said, will he do the smart thing, which I don't agree with, but smart in government, and use it as leverage on the British and the Israelis and others and blackmail them back? Or will he go ahead and just bring it all out and fry Bill Gates and all those rich billionaires, the head of Harvard and the rest of it? And he took the Machiavellian view. Trump took the smart move that's gotten us where we are. No, I say bring it all down. Take it all down. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. But now you got high-level DOJ. A whole bunch of these saying, yeah, no, the CIA, Mossad, we can't bring it out. And they got another one. That was OMG, Veritas, like a month ago before that. There's so many of these saying the same thing. Because that's what's going on. You say, oh, well, that's covering up Epstein. I don't endorse that. But, I mean, Epstein is the tip of the iceberg. I want to see prosecutions of Mayorkas and the NGOs for the human trafficking and sex slavery. And you're starting to see some of the law firms and some of the managers and some of the DHS people have been indicted. But because it's children involved, it's all sealed because of juvenile laws. And I'm starting to think maybe we should get rid of juvenile laws, that records get sealed. Because the whole cases get sealed. And look, my juvenile record is sealed. And you say, well, that's a good thing. No, it's not really good. Because then they fished around reporters and made up some big juvenile thing that I didn't do. So they could then, you know, but they did get enough, you know, well, oh yeah, this guy did put a bunch of people in hospitals and beat some people basically to death. I'll leave it at that when they attacked me. So yeah, they tried to put him in a mental institution because the police didn't know how a 170-pound person was beating 250-pound people, you know, into comas. Well, because I was fighting for my life. That's how. But the point is that I want my juvenile records released. In fact, I think you can do it yourself. I think I'm going to get a law firm to go up to Dallas and release my records. That's how I'll counter John Ronson, NPR, creating a totally fake origin story. Where I would beat up the nerds in school and give them wedgies. No, I was the opposite of that. I was the guy getting beat up. And I was the guy that stopped putting up with it. And then I had to fight their older brothers that weren't even in school anymore. That's what I'll do. I can have my juvenile records released if they've still got them. Got your ass, Ronson. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Nobody believes them anyways. They get those records, though. They'll think they're reading a Conan the Barbarian book. So, I'm digressing off of the Epstein thing. That's coming up, too. So let me just go ahead and start here. They've attacked the nuclear reactor in eastern Ukraine, the biggest in the world, the Russians control, that they're getting their power off of, and tried to blame Russia a bunch. And it comes out later, it's Ukraine. They've launched missiles into Poland and blamed Russia, and got caught. They built the Nord Stream pipeline and blamed the Russians, and a bunch of other stuff they did. You know about it. I'm not going to spend an hour on it. Then they start saying a few weeks ago, oh, right when the peace deal's almost done, Russia had these drones go into Polish airspace, and Russia goes, those aren't our drones. Why would we fly into there wanting to get into war with you? You're the one surrounding us. And then it clicked for me. I'd already said it before, but I really clicked. I said, now it's for sure. What, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago? Pull it up. Have the archivist do it again. I said, they're going to launch drone attacks out of Belarus or Russia. They're going to smuggle them in, just like Operation Spiderweb, where NATO smuggled them in 4,000 miles deep in Russia in one area, assembled them, and attacked their nuke bombers, their bear bombers. I said, that's the perfect plan. They'll just smuggle them in right over the border, launch the attacks from Russia, and then blame Russia. And then months later, they launch out of Russia and Belarus. Russia says they're not ours. Why the hell would we attack Poland, the main NATO base? We don't want this. And then now in different European countries, oh, here comes these drones and they're buzzing bases and no one knows. And Europe's like, it's the Russians, convene the emergency council. And the Russians are like, that ain't us. You're staging it and you know you are. And that's not me parroting Russian talking points. I said it before they did. Because it's obvious. When you want to launch a war that's unpopular, you stage something to blame your enemy. And then you got Zelensky. This is even more telltale. Yesterday at the UN, saying Russia's going to attack with drones and attack. Ukraine doesn't have a big fat missiles. Dictators love to show off in parades, but we do have drones that can fly up to 2,000 to 3,000 kilometers. We had no choice but to build them to protect our right to life. So they've got the drones, but the drones are the Russians. And then Zelensky warns of dangerous new arms race tied to drones in his speech yesterday. And then magically, hours after, they show up. My goodness, they love to pre-program. Here it is. Russia declares NATO and EU are now at war with Moscow in chilling escalation. U.S. fighter jets scramble to intercept Russian warplanes near Alaska. Well, Russia's like 6 miles away from Alaska. They're always there. See? Oh, Hegseth, emergency convening of hundreds of generals and admirals, not done in decades. We may be at DEFCON 2. We may... See? This is after Trump says, hey, Ukraine's doing a great job. They're winning the war. They could take everything back and maybe part of Russia. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, declared NATO and EU are now at war with Moscow in chilling escalation of rhetoric. Declaration comes after several instances of Russian drones seen flying across NATO nations, including Poland. Now, notice how that's just suddenly true. The Russians denied it. They shot them down. They couldn't prove they were from Russia. Doesn't matter. Oh, seen flying around. NATO and the EU through Ukraine have declared war on Russia and are directly participating in it. Sergei Lavrov, Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Russian Federation, said today, we'll be bringing you the very latest updates, pictures, and videos on the breaking news story. So let's do this. Let's play Lavrov first, and then let's play Zelensky talking about the arms race and the war and the rest of it. But let me just say that real slow to everybody, see? Hitler's been dead for 80-something years. So you can wear a brown jacket and have a Hitler mustache like I did today to make this point. But is that really Hitler? Or is NATO bringing us into total war with Russia again? Is that Hitler? Yeah, this is the closest thing to Adolf Hitler the world's seen since 1942 when he did it. And when did Napoleon invade Russia? Look up that number. Like 1806 or I forget. The point is, this is cuckoo town. And if you won't listen to Alex Jones, maybe you'll listen to Adolf Alois Hitler. Because I was wrong to worship Satan. I was wrong to want to enslave humanity. I was wrong to attack Russia. 1812, okay? Because he had Runnymede a few years. No, Runnymede was the Magna Carta. That was the Waterloo. It all blurs together. So, Waterloo's where he lost, Lord Wellington, a few years later. So here we are. Let's go ahead and play Lavrov and then the dictator Zelensky, who literally him and Trump looked like they were on, you know, honeymooners or something. I thought they were riding in a swan boat and going to the Tunnel of Love together. Here it is.
Руками которой НАТО и Евросоюз хотят объявить, объявили уже моей стране настоящую войну и прямо в ней участвуют.
Ukraine doesn't have the big fat missiles dictators love to show off in parades, but we do have drones that can fly up to 2,000-3,000 kilometers. We had no choice but to build them to protect our right to life. Control over the sea used to depend on having a big navy. Ukraine doesn't have a big fleet, but we succeeded. In the Black Sea, we pushed what's left of the Russian Navy into remote base. And we did it with sea drones. That's how we protect our ports and maritime trade routes, because Russia has left us no other choice. And our spiderweb operation, when cheap drones destroyed or damaged dozens of expensive Russian strategic bombers, became a real example for special forces around the world of what new weapons can do to old systems. These very Russian bombers attacked our cities. And none of this would have happened if Putin had not started this full-scale aggression, full-scale war. And every year that this war goes on, weapons become even more deadly. And only Russia deserves to be blamed for this. Dear leaders, to protect lives, Ukraine builds underground schools and underground hospitals. To protect lives, we have to spend more on protecting power stations from drone and missile attacks than on building sports facilities or cultural infrastructure. Ukrainian farmers are learning how to protect their equipment from Russia's FPV drone strikes. And for them, that challenge is far greater than climate change. Russia's war has put us in this situation. But do you have protection against similar threats? The facts are simple. Stopping this war now, and with it, the global arms race, is cheaper than building underground kindergartens or massive bunkers for critical infrastructure later. Stopping Putin now is cheaper than trying to protect every port and every ship from terrorists with sea drones. Stopping Russia now is cheaper than wondering who will be the first to create a simple drone carrying a nuclear warhead. So we must use everything we have together to force the aggressor to stop. And only then do we have a real chance that this arms race will not end in catastrophe for all of us.
So he's refusing peace deals that are very reasonable. He's accelerating it with NATO. And everything he said about sea drones is what they're doing. So everything he said is what they're doing, but he's a man of peace. NATO started it. They did it all. They bragged about it. And now Hegseth and all of them are meeting to just go barreling into this absolutely, completely, and totally insane. Now, I want to go to break. I want to come back. I want to get into the reported indictments that are looming. NBC News says, and I know they're gunning for it. They're trying to get it done. I'll explain what's happening. Of disgraced FBI Director Comey, and of course the Soros demon Letitia James, that is coming up. And that ties into the DOJ stuff and saying they were starting to look into things and then they're not. What happened to us and who these different players are and what's happening. And that ties into the new, really biggest confirmation yet of what we already know, just more confirmation, and that's dealing with the Epstein situation. That is all coming up. And then James O'Keefe is actually scheduled here in just a few minutes to get into that. So stay with us. We're running a limited time sale. It is your purchases keep us on air, plus the products are absolutely incredible. I only sell stuff that really works. Limited time fall super sale, 70% off atomic defense. It's not just good in the winter. It's good year-round, but it's just good for your whole body, but it's mainly for autoimmune, but it's just total detox. A 70% off atomic defense with any methylene blue purchase. We have the best methylene blue. Boost your health and take control of this unbeatable offer. Purchase any bottle of ultramethylene blue tincture and ultramethylene blue capsules and get 70% off at a bottle of atomic defense, the ultimate natural health shield with cumin extract, turmeric concentrate, sea moss concentrate, honey powder, and more. Ultramethylene Blue is the best in the liquid and the tincture. Plus, the America First Limited Fundraiser hat is almost sold out. Only 250 of those available, embroidered with my signature and America First on it, if you really want to support what we're doing. And be sure to take action. Get all the other great products while you're there, like the bovine colostrum. It's the very best. And the spike protein detox, cardiovascular booster, ultimate life force. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
Son of love a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texians who step in. Outlaw 3-1, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
O'Keefe and his intrepid team have done it again. DOJ Epstein investigator. Epstein was a CIA asset. Says Trump never present during assaults, but protecting others. Clinton present while rapes occurred. Now, we've already known this. And you've got the owner of the Atlantic Monthly, the widow of Steve Jobs, literally all over this. Bill Gates, Larry Summers, all of them. It's hard to talk about this whole serious with the Hitler mustache, but I did it. This is a case point study of how people only care what something looks like, not the content of what person does, as Martin Luther King said, but on what something looks like. See how you don't judge a book by its cover? But that's the social experiment, so here we are. DOJ Epstein investigator. Epstein was a CIA asset. Says Trump never present during assaults, but protecting others. Clinton present while rapes occurred. You're about to see some of that undercover investigation. But notice, it's not just this high-level individual on record involved in the investigations of the DOJ. It's what I've been telling you for decades, and what Roger Stone said in all of this. But it doesn't really exonerate Trump. I mean, we already know he isn't into kids. He isn't into being peed on by Russians in hotels. That's all made up. But because it's the government, the CIA and Mossad, he can't even get deep staters indicted that have openly lied to Congress or stolen documents. Finally, they're about to. And I just think by Trump going along with this, he tied himself to it. And it hurt him in the polls. You know, he's bounced way back now with Charlie Kirk's murder. 10-point bounce, highest ever. Highest poll numbers Trump's ever had. And he's getting a lot done, and I support it. Other than, you know, saying, oh, yeah, Ukraine can win and maybe invade Russia and blah, blah, blah. And now NATO's gearing up for total war. So this is a really, really important. The DOJ's put out a statement in response to O'Keefe's latest triumph. This individual worked at the Department of Justice as a program analyst over 15 years ago. He has no outstanding understanding of or access to the underlying facts in the investigation. His statement should not be considered accurate. It is disgusting that someone would further exploit victims of sexual abuse by fabricating stories for their personal benefit. But we looked this up. He's still a contractor, which most of them are. So what does that mean? So they do it as contractors, thinking of plausible deniability. My comment on the DOJ Epstein investigator's shocking revelations and the DOJ's multiple attempts to cover it all up. Last 24 hours, Glenn Prager lives with the guilt of knowing the truth. This is going on for 20 years, by the way, but it isn't about him. This is not a political mission, and I am not a political person. It is my mission to clean up society and transparency, accountability, and the truth. Also reveal Charlie Kirk's last words to me. We'll be talking to James O'Keefe here in just a moment. But, yeah, 80-plus percent of intelligence and a large part of DOJ stuff is all contractors. You go in, you go out, you go back in, and that's how they privatized it all. So because somebody's like, well, hadn't officially been there in 15 years, doesn't matter, been ongoing doing the work. I want to play a few minutes of one of O'Keefe's reports, and there he is on screen sitting down. We'll go to James O'Keefe in just a moment. But this is icing on the cake. This is cherry on top of what we already know and what others have come out and said and what Roger Stone has told us. Here's part of the new bombshell report.
On the heels of releasing this story, I wanted to emphasize just how touching it was for me to see Erica Kirk stand on stage in front of those 74,000 people in a stadium and say that she forgives the assassin who killed her husband, Charlie Kirk. I actually took this photo standing right in front of her when she did that, and I wept. The people standing next to me also wept. In the couple days that followed since that Sunday, it dawned upon me that equally as important as forgiving those who trespass against us is for those of us, the living, to achieve justice and accountability for the bad actors behind the scenes corrupting this country. We must have a Department of Justice that is actually about justice. If we do not have any accountability for bad actors, good people, even God-fearing people, are going to resort not to forgiveness, but vengeance. We cannot allow that to happen. And the only solution is exposure, journalism, sunlight, as the best disinfectant. When the leadership in our government is not forthcoming and transparent about matters they should be, you will see men on the front lines, men on the inside, like this Glenn Prager guy, who are familiar with the files, familiar with Epstein, familiar with who's on the airplanes. Indeed, he's the guy who actually interviewed all the victims in Palm Beach. Well, you'll see people like this be forthcoming and honest when their leadership isn't. I recognize Prager's life is now changed forever. You might be tempted to focus on that and focus on him personally. We have no doubt that no matter how much proof is provided by me, the powers that be will deny, deflect, personalize, and cover all of this up. You may wonder how it is these guys in our government so brazenly open up to total strangers in airports about national security secrets. Please note, this isn't about him or Glenn Prager. It's about opening the floodgates of honesty from other men who are just like Glenn Prager, but who never wanted to be involved, were just following orders. Prager lived with these secrets, and the horror of what he knows lives on his conscience, the weight on his shoulders. He lives with a guilt for knowing the truth. That is why he was so forthcoming in public in the airport. That is why others with national security secrets will continue to be so forthcoming to our army of citizen exposers. And there are many more out there like Glenn Prager. And now, right now, you who are watching must come forward and tell the truth and be transparent. Be a hero and do the right thing. In the last few weeks, I've reached out to top officials of the Department of Justice repeatedly ahead of these reports. Our attorneys even sent a letter to the FBI Director Kash Patel. There seems to be more of an interest, generally speaking, in covering their ass instead of telling the truth. While we expect that of the previous administrations, we expect better of the Trump administration and those who campaigned on the promise of transparency. Now, I was advised that reaching out far ahead of time would lead to this story being suppressed, something that my team, and I dare say all of the people who actually voted for this administration, can't comprehend. But these reports are going to continue coming out, and they will not be partisan or political. They're going to cut across the political divide, because this is not a political mission, and I am not a political person. It is my mission to clean up society through transparency, accountability, and the truth. I wrote last week, the legacy of Charlie Kirk is to do the right thing for the right reasons. And reflecting on his legacy, I saw a remarkable change within him in the last couple years, but especially the last couple months of observing him from afar and also knowing him personally. I reached out to Charlie to solicit his advice ahead of this story. I was expecting Charlie Kirk to express the same reluctance as the top DOJ officials relayed to me, the same officials that Charlie, no doubt, in some part or in some way, matter, shape, or form, helped to get their jobs in the first place. I told Charlie I was conflicted about what to do, and Charlie Kirk's last words to me were, "James, you should be a journalist first."
Yeah, the last time I talked to Charlie Kirk about 5 weeks ago, almost 6 weeks ago now, he called and said, "How can I help you? Are they going to shut you down? We want you to work with us. We want you to come to more events. We want to support you." And I said, "Well, thanks. I think we're winning, but thank you." And he said, "Well, I also want to thank you at the White House, others in the White House want to thank you and James O'Keefe and others that have been putting pressure on this Epstein thing, because we know Trump's not involved, but we know there's people that want to cover it up. And it's really good, and everybody really appreciates you." And I was like, "Well, thank you." So I didn't know until I saw this video earlier today that, or Keith sent to me last night, that he was making similar statements. So he was the best of the best. I apologize to O'Keefe that he's on today with a stunt. It was an accident this morning. I'm literally shaving my beard. The cat jumps on me that loves me. It cuts the beard off. I go, "Fine, I'll shave it all off." And then I left a mustache, and I side issue. And then I went to meet my buddy to exercise. He goes, "Dude, you're like a pedo with that mustache." He goes, "Why don't you do it as a joke as Hitler?" And then, you know, I criticize Hitler a lot and say, "I'm the good Hitler. To all the Nazis, listen to your leader. Hitler's bad." So this will be shaved off today. Okay, I'm sorry. It's kind of a Charlie Chaplin.
My staff literally was like this when they saw you. They were so concerned.
No, like, I saw, because when you punched up and you saw me, you were like, "So I wanted to let you know that I've not joined the Nazis."
If I start laughing, it's not. This is a serious conversation.
Hey, I have trouble too. In fact, I almost went and shaved it during the break, then I couldn't find a razor. So, because it's so, in fact, I may cut it off during the break. It's just, it's hard to cover World War III and all this with this happening. But
it's a moment of levity. But
let's stop. This guy was the guy over the case. It started 20 years ago. He's been a contractor since. He is who he says he is. They try to spin it. No, and he interviewed the victims. Yeah. This is the smoking gun, brother. Congratulations, this is dangerous.
Yes, it's the most, we always say this, but it just keeps getting bigger. This is, by acclamation of everyone I've talked to, the most significant thing that we've ever seen. Glenn Prager, in the late 2010, 2009 era, actually did interview the victims. And I know that because according to internal computers, the Department of Justice, it confirms his employment there. Now, he's also a contractor with the DOJ, recently with LexisNexis. He's worked with Health and Human Services. He's the vice president of major company. So this guy is not a little guy. And the Epstein stuff was 10 years ago. So it's not like this happened last year. The DOJ's response, Alex, they're basically attacking me. They're saying this individual, I have a statement in front of me, left government 15 years ago in his brief role. It's like, well, yeah, it's credible that he interviewed the victims during that time. They said he has no knowledge or access to the investigation or exploiting survivors of sexual abuse by fabricating stories. I find this response very interesting, Alex. The DOJ is, there's a lot of statements today, attacking me, trying to discredit this. We also, Alex, have a statement from the guy himself. This is Glenn Prager, who texted me. Clearly he got coaching, and he says, I was approached in what I believe was a casual, non-professional context. I later learned the individual was misrepresenting himself, thinking it was personal banter. I mean, it sounds like he's got a gun against his head in a North Korea-style written response here. He says, quote, printing any story related to my opinion is misleading and not accurate. But the bottom line is we stand by, Alex, our report.
The bottom line is you have the video, which after you leave, your time is precious, will air. Then go to the O'Keefe Media Group and see it. But let's talk about this. I'm trying to write myself into this story.
Yeah.
The Justice Department learns about fake auctions, the DOJ funding stuff against me. They simply send a letter to the FBI agent, the head counsel in Connecticut that organized it all. Then the Deputy Attorney General calls in Ed Martin, admonishes him, and has them remove the letter asking questions. There's a bunch of other stuff that isn't out yet. And it's just an example of Trump having to put out that letter last week on Bondi. And they found out that the prosecutor in Virginia was a deep stater. Now they put in a new one. Now we're told the indictments are coming. This is the real war. This is the chicken shit stuff that goes on.
The Department of Justice needs to actually be about justice. I know it's a novel concept, but, and the legacy of Charlie Kirk is do the right things for the right reasons. So I decided to publish what this guy is telling us, and he tells us that this is the main lead, that Bill Clinton was on the plane when the rapes occurred. That's a direct quote from a guy who was an investigator in the Department of Justice who interviewed the victims. He also says that Trump, while Trump was on the planes, he wasn't really there for any of the abuse or the rape or any of the alleged rapes. And he says because of the Clinton stuff, that's, quote, where the big cover-up was. So according to this DOJ investigator, it was really the Clinton involvement that caused this cover-up. This is an investigator. Again, in 2007 to 2009, he was really on the case. He's been a consultant since. He's worked with the FBI. He's worked with the DEA. He's worked with the Bureau of Prisons. This is a guy who worked in special ops as a consultant and an investigator. He is recorded in an airport, Alex, which is itself extraordinary, that these guys are talking so loudly. You might wonder why it is that people are, you know, I always catch these guys. And the reason why we catch these guys is because the leadership is saying one thing and the rank and file are seeing another. And as long as you have that incongruence, you're going to see that occur. Other things we take away from the report, victims were that he interviewed were paid off by Epstein right before going to trial. This is what he says in the video. Really groundbreaking and shocking revelations. He also says, this is not talked about, but soon to come out that Epstein is a CIA informant. I know your audience is not surprised by that, Alex. We all may suspect that to be the case. This is the first time we've actually heard it from a DOJ official.
Absolutely. And again, I've been covering the story for 20 years since the first arrest and all that. You've been covering it for close to that. And I mean, I've said it on air. Roger Stone was told this by high-level White House folks. He said, when he first Trump first got in, he said, you're never going to get any of this because it's the CIA and Mossad, and Ratcliffe has come to Trump, and they just said it'll bring down the whole government. There's too many government officials, too many billionaires. But I'm like, but even if Trump has the argument for the economy, you can't sign on to a crime after the fact just because it's for the greater good and then not be an accomplice to it. And then plus I said to the White House, this is like a while back, people, I said, you know the Democrats, when you cover this up for the deep state, are going to turn around and use it against you, even though they're the ones implicated. So then you'll be forced in the end to release it, like we're seeing Trump forced to come out about the Pfizer shots and Big Pharma being bad. So I just don't think Trump is thinking this all through. I know he looks at big priorities. Like you said, I know you don't take pleasure in this. We overall think Trump's better than the Democrats, but we can't lose our soul because if we don't expose this, like when you expose Bondi, you know, behind the scenes, oh, yeah, he's raping kids. All these guys are raping people. Then she spins it later. Oh, I mean, it's child porn, not him. We are watching them become accomplices after the fact. And if we cover it up, we're accomplices, James. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I think we maybe expect this from Obama, who put Attorney General Holder put me in prison. You may remember that one.
I do.
Or Biden, whose FBI raided me. Charlie Kirk talked about this behind the scenes right before he died. The reason why Charlie Kirk said the reason why Republicans or conservatives don't go on offense is because look at what happens when you do. And Charlie was talking about me, and it was a very touching moment. I think Charlie Kirk recognized that he kind of vicariously looked at me and went, well, this, when you're on the front lines, they're going to come after you. But we don't expect the current administration to engage in cover up behavior or kill the messenger behavior. And again, these are not my words, Glenn. As you know, I don't opine on political things, Glenn Prager. I'm quoting Glenn Prager. I'm relaying to you what someone in the DOJ said, the words that came out of his mouth. And I'm being attacked by the Justice Department for doing my job, for trying to bring the truth to the American people. So I'm really shocked at this reaction, and there's more reactions. And I do believe that this Glenn Prager individual will inspire a lot of other men to get information off their chest. Hopefully that's what comes out of this, Alex, and I appreciate you. You bring in this.
I want to apologize to you because I decided to do this social experiment today, stunt, and we weren't sure we could even get you on. And it's very illustrative to have somebody that's anti-Hitler look like Hitler. But when we're going to cut this up off the live show and cover me up, tell the crew what I'm talking with graphics and things and cut this out because this is so important. This is so historic. This is unintentional. But I feel very disrespectful of this because I just didn't realize until I'm looking at you being so serious and I've got a Hitler mustache. So let's just move on from that. This is so massive. This guy's on record what he did. We already know all this from other witnesses and the girls and the victims, and now they've killed a bunch of them. And I know why that guy's scared now. You cross the Clintons, you're dead. I mean, remember, like, what, 7 of the 9 cops that saw the Wiener laptop all got killed? I mean, this is no wonder he's trying to backtrack because this is dangerous as hell. And what you're doing is dangerous, and what I'm doing is dangerous. I want listeners to understand, we're not guys, you know, with anonymity on the internet, you know, living in an apartment or, you know, at their mother's, I'm not putting down an apartment, but, you know, just out there in a house, wherever. We're on the field. This is dangerous. Me even having James on with this puts me on a bunch of crap list, which is fine.
But we're calling upon the current administration to be transparent. Don't just come out and show us the flight log. Show us the stuff.
But that's what I'm saying is this is disgusting, James.
When the FBI raided me. You and I have talked about this. Every single page of the probable cause was redacted word for word. And the Attorney General has the authority to show us what that is. So, yes, this guy's saying the Clintons were on the plane when the rapes occurred. And he's talking about this stuff. He's saying that's where the big cover-up was. And he says, quote, there's never been an instance where Trump was on the plane with these kids. And I think we all – I mean, I knew that. I knew Trump wouldn't
– We already knew
like
the
that.
Couple flights was from New York – or New Jersey when his plane was broken over the decades down to Palm Beach, but with his family and kids. We know that. So, but again, it's exonerating. So why would Trump
but
do this?
But there is, I think it's not a bad thing for the White House. I think this video is not bad for the White House. I think there's the one statement in here, which the left is really grasping onto when the guy inside the DOJ says, quote, I think Trump's protecting a lot of other people. He's not protecting himself because there's nothing there. But according to this guy, Trump is protecting other donors.
But that's what Trump said like 20 times. He says, we can't release it all because there's some bad guys, but also some innocent people.
Yeah.
What does he mean by that?
People that are friends, people that are friendly to Trump. And perhaps we have to reconcile loyalty to the people that are helping to the truth. And I think where we are, we're at a crossroads in American history right now, especially with my friend Charlie Kirk getting assassinated. I think the choice is choose the truth. We have to choose the truth, even if it might expose some of our quote unquote friends.
So James, I agree. What comes next? And I want you to speak to Charlie. You know, this is 15 days later, seismic event, the left celebrating it, questions about who did it. What comes next in this Epstein investigation and then and other shoes to drop? And then B, just your take.
This, this, well, you played before, for those just tuning in, about 10 minutes ago, you played my entire 4 minute, which I thought very carefully about how to word that. And I think that's my take on Charlie's assassination, the truth, this story. But this video that you're seeing, Alex, this is Glenn Prager video, is the culmination of 20 years of my life's work. I've gotten to this moment. I've gotten people to trust me, to send me recordings, random people in airports, sitting next to people in the deep state, send me stuff because they trust me by virtue of perhaps some of the stuff I've been through. But the last words Charlie shared with me, you know, days before he passed, when I was conflicted about this, and I'm still conflicted about this, because I do support the president, and I like the president, and the president likes me. I've met the president, and if he's watching this, I mean that sincerely. I think he's done some incredible things, particularly exposing the corrupt and biased mainstream media. But what Charlie shared with me the last few words was, you know, James, you should be a journalist first. And that was very profound and frankly a little surprising for me to hear those words from Charlie. I know Charlie, you know, put a lot of these people in government and, you know, staffed the West Wing as far as I'm concerned. But that was his advice to me. He said, James, you have a role to play, you know, tell the truth.
By the way, you asked me before you released the Prince Andrew stuff, it's super dangerous. You said, should I do this? And I said, well, of course you should. And you said, well, absolutely, that's what I'm going to do. But I guess that you just bounced that off people.
I think that I did. I bounced, but it turns out that was in May. And then the whole story about Bondi blew up in July. Everyone at Turning Point in Tampa, everyone was talking about Epstein. Everyone was disappointed with the Department of Justice. So my rhetorical question is, what would I be? As you can see behind me, it says my price is my life. That's my tagline for my show. What would I be if I didn't publish something that was true just because I was trying to protect people? I don't think that that's the
right
thing.
You'd be an accomplice. And that's the thing, is we have to do it. We will do it. That's why people should support what you're doing at Project Veritas. I know you got to go, but it's a 2 minute break. I want to ask you in general, just in the next 5 minutes, about where we go from here, because this information has to be acted upon regardless. Justice be done when the heavens fall. You can't hold this back. Democrats are definitely going to use this, even though it's against their own people. They're so crazy. There's going to be hearings coming up. How do we get Trump to change course to stop protecting CIA and Israel? And again, James O'Keefe's our guest. Where is the best place? People can find you everywhere. Where's the best place to find
OKeefeMediaGroup.com. OKeefeMediaGroup.com.
And that's where the whistleblowers go. And we'll do a call for whistleblowers, more whistleblowers, on the other side in 2 minutes.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
James O'Keefe here with us. Just a few minutes left. I'll be on his show coming up at 3 p.m. Central today. James, what do you expect the fallout from this to be, and how does Trump extricate himself from this?
Well, the most important thing is people like Glenn Prager, who are on the inside, that are carrying this on their shoulders and on their conscience, come forward, because there's going to be a difference between what the leadership is saying and what the rank and file are saying. The people that actually work there, that actually saw the truth, are going to feel compelled to share that truth with strangers, either wittingly or unwittingly. And I don't think people should make this about Glenn Prager individually. This is what the Department of Justice is trying to do. He's fabricating information. He's taking advantage of victims. O'Keefe's trying to get clickbait. That's their path. This story is not about Glenn Prager. It's about the leadership of the government not being transparent, and the administration campaign on the promise of transparency. And we'd expect that from previous administrations. So what happens next is other men come forward with truths to tell. Now, they might get crucified, Alex, but I think in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination, who literally, I mean, it's biblical. Charlie seemed to almost, you know, die for his friends, you know, for us. I think that perhaps that may inspire people to go out in public and mosque. I've been saying this for years. Hopefully this is the turning point.
Well, I totally agree with you. O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. James O'Keefe III on X. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Again, the whole Hitler mustache thing has been a fun social experiment, but then once I get guests on, let's play the clip, the short clip, on a break, why I did the Hitler stash. I'm going to come back, get serious, and get into the DOJ fight that's going on, the indictments that are coming up, the inside baseball on that. It's all coming up, but here's that clip. All right, Sean Johnson's over here at my house. We were going to work out today, but I had a bunch of stuff going on. And right before he got here, as we were going to hike, I had a malfunction on my beard. I cut it. And so I had to cut it off. And then I left the mustache. He took a picture of that. And I said, should I keep it? And Sean's like, no, you look like a... So he goes, well, what you ought to do is a joke. So we did it. And, of course, all the liberals can dress up like Nazis and Hitler. And it's okay. And Charlie Chaplin can. But you watch. The corporate media will misrepresent and say Jones is now Hitler, even though I've been 100% clear from the start. Obviously, it's satire. And I've been comparing myself to their tyranny as if I'm Hitler. But it doesn't matter. That's why people hate them. That's why they have no viewers. But here's the guy that had the idea. So tell people the story.
Yeah, so I came to Alex's house today. We're going to go for a hike. And he was running 15 minutes late. I said, what's going on? He says, I had a beard shaving accident. I said, what do you mean you had a beard shaving accident? He said, you'll see when you get here. And I show up, and I got to show you this picture. This is so fucking funny.
I look like a Gene Hackman or something.
This is what I showed up to. This is the face I showed up to. I said, you should just lean into it and keep shaving it into a Hitler and make a funny video that everybody would love.
And now we've done it.
So he made the funniest fucking video ever. So, yeah.
Do you think they're going to literally still misrepresent it and say, I think I'm Hitler?
Of course. that's their MO. Of course they're going to do that. But who gives a fuck?
That's so ridiculous. All right, brother. Well, I know I screwed off today because I had the accident.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll get it back.
All right.
But you should put up a poll to see whether or not your followers think you should shave it all off or keep the Hitler.
Oh, keep the Hitler. And make it a whole phenomenon explaining how I'm the anti-Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
But I draw attention to how Hitler is actually bad. Right? A lot of people think he's good now.
We'll see.
So I'm taking back the stash.
I think you should take it back. If anybody can take it back, it's Alex Jones.
Wait a minute. It should be no longer known as the Hitler, it'll be known as the Jones.
Ooh, the Jones. I like it.
You see that, ladies and gentlemen? That's the Jones right there. You're so crazy, Nicky.
always good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
What if only black people voted? Well, everywhere would be Democrat. What if only Jewish people voted? Everywhere would be Democrat. What if only Hispanic people voted? Everywhere would be Democrat. What if only Asian people voted? Everywhere would be Democrat. What if only women voted? Everywhere would be Democrat. What if only men voted? Everywhere is red. Everywhere is Republican. What if only white people voted? Everywhere is Republican. There's a racial aspect to this that they recognize, that they understand, that the only group concerned about limiting government power are white males. That's why they're being targeted. That's why we are being targeted. They'll write articles with that headline. Demographics are our destiny. Do we even need an undercover video of them saying this? Joe Biden gives speeches where this is the point. They have the American people, and specifically white people, so kowtowed and beaten down that they can literally look you in the eye and go, we're replacing you. We hate you and your race because you stand up to us. And we're dismantling you and replacing you with people that are more amenable to our exploitation, more willing to allow us a free hand in governance, who don't give a damn about this country or its founding principles. And white people sitting there going, I love diversity though. No, but I'm not a bad one. I'm one of the good whites. Will you be nice to me? And they're just like, no. And we don't care if you're good or not. And we see your kindness as weakness. And the more you give us, the more we want. Or you try to help us, more demands we make. And this is never going to end. Never going to end. Do we realize this? Can we recognize basic, obvious patterns that repeat like a fractal pattern? Day over day, week over week, year over year, decade over decade, century over century. It's the same thing over and over. When are we going to break the cycle? Again, things would be different if we had, an AIPAC guy that they could go to. Again, this is the irony. They're supposed to be our guy. They're supposed to be the ones that represent our interests. Instead, they represent their own interests, their own profit, their own power, and part of that process of self-aggrandizement is receiving funds and support from organizations like AIPAC, who they do actually do things for because they're rewarded with wealth and power and influence. We Americans don't have any wealth or power or influence to offer them, so they ignore us. It just represents how utterly broken our entire system is. The idea is that their power of being in this position, of being a congressman or a senator, is derived directly from us. We give them that power, we hold it over them, and if they don't do what we want, we can take that power away. They're supposed to be looking after our interests because that is supposed to be the source of their power. There is no incentive for them to actually care about us at all. It's a perverse incentive structure that completely inverts the construct of our government.
candidates or individuals. It's a machine, right? Joe Biden is a void. He is an empty vessel. Kamala Harris is a void. She is an empty vessel. Chuck Schumer is a void. He is an empty vessel. The Democrat Party is an organization. It is a structure that delivers the exact same policies no matter who is in charge. Open borders, violent crime, domestic terrorism, high taxes, socialism, and unilateral economic surrender around the globe. That's what the Democratic Party is. And they choose nominees like Biden and like Harris. By the way, President Trump's the first candidate in history to beat two general election candidates in one race, because they know that if they get elected, the donors will control them, the media will control them, the special interests will control them, the bureaucracy will control them.
Stephen, I want to move on to this news that...
All right, folks, everything is coming to a head. I wanted to air those two clips because it really is about the war on the West. I've got a few more pieces on that and a statement I'm going to make. But then I'm going to go into the war inside the DOJ that you see illustrated by the James O'Keefe Epstein information, that you see illustrated by the Justice Department sending a letter about the DOJ funding the persecution of yours truly. And that's what Ed Martin's tasked to do, is investigate government corruption weaponized against the people. And then the deputy AG admonishes him and pulls it. And the Democrat Party law firm and former prosecutor Chris Matty celebrates. Because I guess Chris Matty is the attorney general of the United States, not Pam Bondi. And that ties into Justice Department official pushes prosecutors to investigate George Soros Foundation. And you hear that Letitia James and James Comey are being indicted. Is that true? Well, I can tell you. I've talked to people involved. I'll tell you what's going on. And yes, that's because it's cut and dry. They had to remove, they were going to remove him, he resigned, a prosecutor, U.S. attorney in Virginia, who it turns out whole family was put in by the Bushes. So this is a big job removing these people. And part of this is doing this, going out sending letters to then get the bad guys to flip out and show who's who. And that's no secret. They know that too, but they can't help themselves. So this is a process, but Trump is really trying to get these people indicted. And he's really trying to put people in that will do it, and he is cracking the whip. He's not waiting. And if Pam Bondi doesn't do it, and if Kash Patel doesn't do it, and I was talking to high-level White House advisors last night and others, and I always proviso this. I'm not getting hardly any of this from Ed Martin. He just saw the stuff to us and was starting to look at it. He really never gave me any information, separate from my cases. No, this is from above him. And they actually say Kash Patel and Mongino are actually trying to do their job, but the FBI can't indict people, that's DOJ, that it's Pam Bondi's the problem. So that's what a lot of people thought. I we're 8 months into this. I've been trying to figure it out. I'm not just going to go with the first thing I hear, but I don't think I know that that's exactly what's happening here. So, oh no, we're not going to indict Comey. We're not going to indict any of these people. And then Trump goes and literally overrides Pam Bondi and puts in this new woman that'll get the job done to replace the, and I'll list all the names and all of it. And I've been read into all this for weeks, really months, but specifically. So I know the whole inside fight, and I kind of try to leave it in generalities because anything I do gets sucked into a big, larger, you know, political vortex. But the arrogant people out there, the Democrats, the DOJ, old guard, the deep state, they think this is business as usual. Trump's only 8 months in. And he's 10 times more informed than he was the first time, as he said himself. And they're not putting up with this. And they're not going to put up with prosecutors sabotaging prosecutions either. So Trump is now hyper-focused on these issues. And that's why it's so dangerous. And that's why we've got Democrats everywhere saying, be ready to riot. Be ready to burn the country down. Be ready for war. Because when these indictments start, they know all the confidence in their criminals who believe they're above the law and they'll never face accountability. They know that like a house of cards or dominoes falling, that's going to happen. And so the last thing they've got is their civil war plan under Podesta, and that's all primed and ready to go. So we're here. We are absolutely here right now. Man, I've had a beard for 7 years. This is the first time I cut it off, and it is weird to look at. Like a mole rat or something. And my whole life, that's what I looked like before, except now there's no hair on top. I mean, I could grow hair on top if I want to, but I'm not doing comb overs. There's still a lot of hair on top. I just don't like it. It's great not messing with it, but it is crazy. I look like, who's the bald one of the Three Stooges? There's Larry, Moe, and Curly. Moe? Pull up Larry, Moe, and Curly. Which one's the bald-headed one? The one that goes like... Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. Sorry. Let's get serious. I want to finish up with this at the end of the DOJ stuff, but this all ties together. See, you're taught as a Christian to not be racist. It's Protestants and Catholics out of Europe that banned slavery in most of the world. And because we had guilt over it with the ones that banned it, then the left knows they can come down and say, oh, you were involved. Yeah, and we're the ones that ended it. I mean, you're given generational guilt. You're told you're bad because of what color you are. That's wrong to any group. And then you learn you were like the best at not being involved in it. And it's just time to stop living under the guilt. But look at all these clips. I mean, I've got all these Democrats saying, get ready to go crazy. Like Representative Paula Jayapal, Democrat, calls for Democrats to be strike ready and street ready when these indictments come. Meanwhile, we learn how the idiot Antifa communist who wanted to kill ICE agents kill illegal aliens in Dallas yesterday. Well, it's because he just shot up an ICE van. So the rocket scientist, again, they just said it was shot up outside of the facility. So I thought they were like in the yard or something. And why would he just shoot illegal aliens? But no, a van pulls in and the moron sprays the van. He wants to kill ICE agents. I don't want to give him any help. But you can't help them. They're so stupid. I don't want the ICE agents to get killed. But, I mean, just the mindlessness of it. Oh, let me just spray that van. What do you think's in the van? You're the guardian of the illegal aliens. You're their savior. And then you kill them. And then kill yourself. That's why I'm saying there is this Antifa. There is the Trantifa. They're killing people every few days. I said... Tuesday on the show a bunch, I said, I bet Trantifa, some Antifa communist or tranny, I bet they kill more people tomorrow. And they did. I said, probably tomorrow, but within the next week, guaranteed. And I bet you money within a week they've killed two more groups of people. I bet they go into a school the next month. I mean, that's why I'm like, yeah, looks like a Trantifa with Kirk. Just because they're out there, six trannies are saying he's dead tomorrow, the day they kill him. We did it. Woo. Why aren't they arrested as accomplices? Because they might have piggybacked on that group and had a professional group. Then you got to ask who did it. DNC stands to gain the most. Okay, fight with Israel. Okay, maybe. I mean, but I've actually got to actually figure things out here. Not just, well, this looks popular to say Israel did it, so I'll just say that. When I criticize Israel or any other group, I want it to be from a place of love and of real research and of like trying to say, hey, you need to stop doing that. Because we all do this stuff. This idea of cornering the market, that Jews are the only people that do evil stuff in the world, is preposterous, folks. It's not about even defending them or any other group. It's about the lie that evil inherently exists in one group and then all evil comes from them, you're now ignoring the own evil you're doing or that's in your home or in your community or your group. I oppose evil hardcore, period. Comes out the Trump administration's covering up for the CIA Mossad, which I told you years ago. We got James O'Keefe on and we're doing it, baby. I mean, if it comes out on anybody, I'm not going to be an accomplice to it. But I have the moral high ground when I criticize any group or organization because I've really done the research and I'm doing it from a place of not trying to demonize those people because in some weird cosmology, all of our shit smells like flowers. You know, it's like unicorn poop. It's glitter and lollipops. But the Jews, their shit stinks. Come on, people. Stop it. Stop being victims. Stop getting into that mindset. Oppose evil wherever it comes from a place of authority. Instead of, I have no respect for all the anti-Israel people that just sit there and say, this person works for Israel, and that person works for Israel, and on and on with no evidence. It's discrediting, and it's mentally ill. And it's not as bad as it used to be, but I mean, I remember I've been on here 31 years. The first 10, there was more Catholic stuff than there was Jew stuff. You work for the Catholics and the Catholics secretly run. I'm like, what? I mean, the Catholic Church has been taken over by the left and for probably 80 years. And they're just, you know, it's a big broke, it's bankrupt now. And it's totally leftist at the top. The average Catholic, I mean, it's a great person. I judge people by his fruits. And just the, and I would like, oh, no, I don't think the Catholics run everything. Oh my God, you're secretly a Jesuit, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, shut up. It's crap. Sick of being called Hitler because it's so mindless by the left. That's why I messed up my beard this morning. Literally, God, what am I doing? My beard's all messed up. I'll just chop it off. I'm like, wait, Hitler stash as a fun stunt. Then I got a serious guest on. I'm like, this isn't a very good idea. Because I'm willing to make fun of myself for a stunt, but not somebody else. Here's O'Keefe with mega bombshell. Dangerous stuff. And I'm sitting here like it's a comedy show. But it is what it is. It's a work in progress. So I want to get into all this news. And we'll open the phones up in the fourth hour. But here's a clip. It's dead on about bringing in the illegal alien voters and giving them Social Security cards. And then that ties into Charlie Kirk talking about the Bolshevik Revolution, which is dead on. That's how easy this is if nobody opposes it and doesn't take it serious. And then I want to get into, and I'm not being mean to black women, but I see this everywhere without, I've seen this probably, it's not exaggerated, 500 times the last month on X alone, and I've seen it on TV, and black women saying we're fat because of white supremacy. Meanwhile, when Kennedy gets up in front of Congress or other people, they go, you're racist trying to have healthy food alternatives in black grocery stores. We're not trying to make you eat something. We're just saying you might not want to have Mountain Dew and Twinkies. Nobody should. I mean, Kennedy's not like patronizing blacks. Hey, quit eating Twinkies and Big Red. He said to everybody. But when he gets up, they're like, why is that racist? Why we like our, I've seen the testimony. It's like, why are you warning people against, you know, fried pig skin or whatever, which by the way is delicious. But it, I mean, we eat that. Little newsflash, soul food is just Southern food. So in the North, they go, this is what the black people eat. I'm like, well, because you've never been in the South. So up North, they go, we're going to a soul food place tonight. You know, you mean you're going to a restaurant? It's just, you know, I've taken Northerners before out to like a country place, and they go, oh, this is a soul food place. Well, you mean chicken fried steak and fried chicken? Remember Bill Clinton served in Atlanta like 10 years ago. He had an event. I don't like Bill Clinton, but you know, he served fried chicken. And the news, when it was racist, he served black people fried chicken. What do you think people eat in Texas and Atlanta, you know, in Georgia? We eat fried chicken, dumbass. It has nothing to do with what color you are. But I'm telling you, that's the level of this race stuff where just everything has some hidden meaning. Like, oh, the black people eat watermelon. Well, I guess in the North you ain't got those. We all eat them down here. Why the black people eat collard greens? Well, not if I get to the collard greens first. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Because folks in the North who I love to death are not used to eating fried chicken. And I'm sorry your grandma didn't have those recipes. But it has nothing to do with what color you are. It is the cuisine. I'm literally taking Yankees out and said, they said, what should I get? I go, why don't you get that chicken fried steak? And they'll go, oh, that's like soul food. Go ahead and get it. Get it with sweet potatoes. And they're sitting there licking the plate going, my God, I never ate something this good. And I'm like, well, just don't eat it every day or you'll be, 500 pounds. But my point is you got these 500-pound black women who are literally blaming it as some type of racism. Hey, lady, if you live in the South where people are eating like that every day, the white women weigh 500 pounds too, sweetheart. give me a break. You go to a Walmart, you see just as many fat black white women as you see black women. This idea that white people are secretly trying to make you have an ass that's 4 feet wide is a lie, and you know it. So I'm just saying, let's stop it. Bill Gates wants to inject us with poison shots. Sorry, I'm ranting. I'm out of control. This report on election fraud is 10 minutes long. Let's just play a few minutes of it. We'll go to break. I'll play a few more, and then I'm going to get into the big news, the DOJ corruption. And I'm ready, not because they did this to me personally. That's not what this is about. But now with the Veritas, they're trying to suppress with the OK Media Group information. And with the indictments they tried to suppress, we know who the problems are now. And so we're going to start boom, 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 to get Trump to remove the problems. So that's big news straight ahead. But let's start going to this clip on Social Security cards, illegal aliens, which happened, we learned months ago, but this kind of got glazed over. Here it is.
I wanted to update you on something that my team found that will absolutely shock you. Ever since the election, Democrats have been trying to scare people into believing that Donald Trump and Elon Musk were coming for your Social Security, that they were coming for your Medicare, your Medicaid. They aren't. None of it was ever true, and now we have the proof. According to the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, Elon Musk's team has just discovered that immigration officials under Joe Biden were doing something that's never been done before. They were giving illegal aliens work authorization papers just 5 months after they filed for asylum. The Biden Immigration Department would then mail each illegal alien a Social Security number, no questions asked, no interview, no background check, and presto, you've got yourself a brand new Democratic voter. That's how they were doing it. No administration has ever done anything like it before, but clearly, Democrats had a plan all along, a plan that the media deliberately never talked about, a plan that was considered the third rail, off limits to even mention in polite company. They were importing voters. We have an answer to that question now. And while they were doing that, they were telling you this.
Well, there certainly is not an open border.
The border is secure, but we also have...
Night and day difference with Trump. I'm going to come back and a little bit more of this. Let me get the real key intel. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. you've been hiding under a rock. Everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This Finnery report's like 11 minutes long. I'm not going to play it all, but a little bit more of how they deny any illegals are voting. The border's not wide open. Remember how bad it was under Biden? And again, I'm not just a cheerleader for Trump. I call balls and strikes. It's so paradoxical. All the stuff they've been doing, taking on Big Pharma and the UN and the carbon taxes and the replacement migration, and the UN wants to destroy the West, is running invasion forces, all true. I mean, just, I was in ecstasy Tuesday. And then Trump puts out a post and statements, oh, I'm for the total war. We'll beat Russia. NATO should attack. We're going to give them heavy weapons. I think Ukraine will take over Russia, which is the EU plan. Is use that as the bring down Russia. I mean, it's just like, but then I'm supposed to just say, screw Trump. I want Kamala. No, we're able to move the needle on Trump. And 9 times out of 10, he's right 9 times out of 10 or more, like 95%. But on the 5% of the time he does something wrong, we're able 90% of the time to get him to course correct. So I'm just sitting back thinking, what do I do to get Trump to stop barreling towards war with Russia? Yeah, that love fest a few days ago made me physically sick. But then I'm not going to throw babies out with bathwater. Because, see, I'm not a lesser of two evils guy, but I'll work with what I got. And if you don't realize we're having the biggest victories ever against these evil globalists, then you're hiding under a rock somewhere. So I want to finish up with this, just a little bit of this. I want to go to Charlie Kirk and the Bolshevik Revolution, which is a nice quick snapshot, but it's deadly accurate. People just let a few thousand, was the first wave, leftists out of the U.S. and England, who were former Russians, leftists. I'm trying to be anti-Semitic. They were Jewish, 90%. The point was, it's its own record. Trotsky, Lenin, all of it, got funded by British intelligence. They went in, and then Stalin came with a bunch of gold and money from the U.S. and 100,000 immigrants to the U.S. from Russia. And they just took it over, and it took them like 8 years to get full control of the country, and they just stole everybody's land, including poor people, killed them. It was the French Revolution, and it was French Revolution in Russia. And I'm not defending the czars and their own form of oppression, but that was like getting rid of apartheid and putting in communism that's 10 times worse. It's like, I'm not for apartheid. It's like, I'm not for cutting my hand off. I'm also for not shooting myself in the head. Again, it's this thing where, oh, the Palestinians are good and Israel's bad. Or Israel's good and the Palestinians are bad. How about they're both bad? Not everybody in Palestine, everybody in Israel, obviously. But, I mean, the governments, the systems, just like, whoa, that's not compatible here. You go have your weird ancient Middle Eastern, you know, battles to yourselves, not be the center of our politics. And it's not because I hate Muslims or hate Jews. I'm just sick of hearing about you all day, for God's sakes. And all your weird-ass BS. I want moon bases, Mars bases. I want life extension. I want 500-mile-an-hour monorail. I want Mach 10 passenger jets. And, you know, you talk about evil. I got it in my stack. I don't know where. Trump met with the leader of Al-Qaeda again. He met with him in the Middle East 4 months ago. Met with him at the UN yesterday. Former head of global Al-Qaeda, now the head of Syria, dictator, purging the Christians. And he's the guy that's in there. And Israel and Erdogan of Turkey put him in. He met with Erdogan, too. They're just all having a big, giant pee-pee-sucking contest. And you're like, well, which is it? Are you for Trump or against? I'm just calling balls and strikes. And I understand that it was NATO and Turkey and the Israelis overthrew it, Syria, the month before Trump got in. I know Trump was handed that fiasco. Still, you ain't got to meet with him. In fact, pull it up. Just type in Trump meets at UN with the leader of Syria. There's video of it, and they're all hugging at the UN, and it's the Al-Qaeda guy who's usually in fatigues, and now he's in a suit. And I'm just like, what? You're not a serious statesman. You don't understand we have to work with the different sides we have and balance things. That's what continues all this. No, if you're moral and strong and have the moral authority, you stop working with people like this, and then it stops. But instead, this just continues this eternal fiasco that's gotten us where we are, where no one has confidence in anything. There is no right from wrong. There is no up from down. There is no black or white. There's just constant jumping from one side to the other and recalibrating in a Machiavellian hell. That's not how we're going to survive. We have to recognize Machiavellian systems, understand how they work, and then do the straight shoot operation. That's Renaissance, that's so superior, everyone joins it because it's the best. I'm not selling unproven things here, by the way. See, I don't like Adolf Hitler because I know who he was. If I've got a mascot, he's not wearing a cool Hugo Boss uniform, but he created this country. And he's renowned by all philosophers that have any brains as the top philosopher ever. He's got a name. You might have heard of him. He's called Thomas Jefferson. So you want to know the ghost in the machine running this operation? This is Thomas Jefferson 2.0. This is Mark Twain 2.0. This is American. This is America. I'm an American. I love the American system. Just the idea of it beat everybody. Not even the implementation. But the dream was so much better than the nightmare the enemy was selling. We're back to the future. Here's a clip.
They were telling you this.
Well, there certainly is not an open border.
The border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
I just laid that really clear. It would be wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open.
They were importing Democratic voters, lying to the American public, and now we have the proof. According to the Social Security Administration, the crime started immediately after Joe Biden took office in 2021. 270,000 illegals were given Social Security numbers. That's about the population of Hartford, Connecticut. That number would grow a year later to 590,000 illegals getting Social Security numbers, about the size of Cincinnati, Ohio. A year later, 2023, 964,000 illegals got Social Security numbers, about the size of San Francisco. And in Joe Biden's final year in office, on his way out the door, that number skyrocketed to just over 2 million illegal aliens getting Social Security numbers, roughly the size of our third biggest city, Chicago. In all, more than 3 million illegal aliens that crossed the border when Joe Biden was president now have Social Security numbers today that we know about, and it gets worse. According to DOGE, 1.3 million illegal aliens are currently on Medicaid, and at least 500,000 now have a driver's license, and they are killing Americans behind the wheel. Over the last 4 years on U.S. roads, dozens of deaths that didn't need to happen. And some of these illegal aliens actually voted in the 2024 election. Something we were told was not happening is now a reality.
Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview. No ID.
It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States.
We actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records, and we found people here registered to vote in this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote, and we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Already.
They have made that information public. Anybody who's curious can look at it. Do you still think that Elon Musk is trying to destroy Social Security? Do you still think that he's trying to destroy Medicare or Medicaid? We talked about that for weeks. We do not. And we think you need to know the truth. We can also confirm what we have suspected all along, that when Joe Biden said this, he absolutely meant it.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
He meant every word of that. For years, we would ask, why would anyone let 15 million criminals into the country illegally? They're here illegally. That makes them criminals. Why would any leader want to do that? Why would anyone want to fundamentally change the racial and ethnic makeup of the greatest country on earth, America? And now the answer is crystal clear. This was their plan all along. Democrats know that the only way their broken party can win elections in the future is to import voters. So that's exactly what they did, while telling the public that the border was closed. The border was closed, and they said that over and over again for 4 years. And the other option is simple. Joe Biden has got dementia. He was never in control or in charge, and as a result of that, bad actors were likely running the White House. The answer now is probably a combination of the two. But America needs answers, and Republicans have to investigate and possibly prosecute whoever perpetrated the greatest single crime in American history, and that's what this is. 15 million illegal aliens in this country in a four-year period. These people should not be here. And it's time for Republicans to start doing exactly what Democrats did to them. People don't like the word revenge. Why not? It's time for that if it's warranted. When Donald Trump left office after his first term, Democrats prosecuted everyone. Steve Bannon went to jail. Peter Navarro went to jail. Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Rick Gates, George Papadopoulos. Anyone who did anything related to Donald Trump got indicted because Democrats play dirty, and they are much better at it than Republicans. So where are we today? Well, the White House is trying to undo all of this right now. And Democrats are protesting for illegal alien gang members who have already been deported to be brought back to the United States. That's how broken that party is.
This is what kicking the shit out of fascism looks like.
I am an immigrant. I am undocumented, unafraid, queer, and unashamed.
So we are very big on the chanting, and y'all have all the energy today. So, no Trump. No KKK, no fascist USA!
If you've got the means to unlawfully deport someone, you find the means to bring them back.
Bring them back. They want criminals back in the country. This is a Democrat-endorsed plow. For 4 years, Joe Biden claimed he needed Congress to close that border. That was a lie. According to the Department of Homeland Security today, illegal border crossings in March dropped to their lowest levels in recorded history, dropping by over 95% from what they were 1 year ago.
During the same period last year, Joe Biden released more than 184,000 illegal aliens into our country. Think of it. Many of these people were from jails and mental institutions. As I said, since my inauguration, we've released a grand total of nine. And they were all, in all cases, medical emergencies. But we will continue to deport these monsters under the Alien Enemies Act. Think of that, Alien Enemies Act. Can you believe it?
Many Democrats, many stars of the Democratic Party seem to be really confused about what the law is here in the United States. They seem to think that what the White House and what ICE are doing is illegal. It's not.
My Republican colleagues are here using today to continue pushing this false narrative of sanctuary cities harboring criminals. Yet right here in D.C., we have a 34-count felon being harbored in the White House. The hypocrisy coming from your side of the aisle over concerns regarding lawlessness is outrageous. Right now, House Republicans are conducting town halls with constituents lying about our legal system. That quote, there is no due process if you come here illegally because you violated the law. That immigrants, quote, are not entitled to due process.
Let's stop right there. And of course, I knew this report was like 3-4 months old. I wanted to air it because we forget what the Democrats were like. We forget what they want to do. We forget who they are. But I'm going to get to those other clips about the war on the West later. I want to talk about the DOJ situation right now. Now, I told listeners about 6 months ago, I said within 6 to 8 months maximum, if we don't see indictments of deep state kingpins that are open and shut like Comey, Brennan, Clapper at the federal level, and criminals at the state level who will be federally indicted, Letitia James and others who I said would be first, and I've made that prediction many times, that it would be Comey and Letitia James first. And by the way, I forgot to tell you guys, about 30 minutes ago I sent you a clip that one of my friends sent me of me actually predicting it. So remind me if you have that, I sent it to Scott. But everybody knows I did it because I understand who they know is open and shut. We'll play it in a moment. Comey went in front of Congress many times, more than 10 times, and said, no, I never leaked anything. And he would also leak fake stuff, was the point. He'd twist classified information. And then it came out that he had leaked it all. He goes, well, I didn't leak it. I gave it to the head of this university or this journalist to do it. That's like a mafia don ordering a murder, but saying, I didn't pull the trigger. So the easiest thing to indict him on, out of all the stuff he's done, Crossfire Hurricane and the political persecution and the racketeering, is the perjury to Congress. And so they just discovered and just remembered a few weeks ago that the prosecutor that claimed he was going to go after Comey, who's a so-called Republican, but his father-in-law is the chief counsel for George Herbert Walker Bush and others in Virginia, he was going to wait till the statute of limitations runs out. In 5 days at the end of September. And so you saw that big fracas where they were going to remove him, and Trump sent the letter to Bondi that they said was an accident, but Trump then pulled, wasn't an accident. And now they put in a new U.S. attorney that they wanted in the first place, but Pam Bondi blocked her. And now they have the cut and dry indictment. But they've literally got sabotage going on in those multiple. They got two grand juries. The grand juries already came back and said indict. And the DOJ said, we're not doing it. We don't agree with it. So it's not like Trump's ordering them to indict. The indictments have happened. In fact, here's the news. The indictments have happened of Comey and Letitia James. That's done. But the U.S. attorney tried to block it. So it's not like Trump's making them do what he wants. It's these operatives, these deep state operatives that are blocking it. But when you see NBC and MSNBC and CNN saying Comey and James are indicted, well, that's because they know it already happened, but they're trying to bring a bunch of heat to it in the deep state to put pressure to stop it. And then have it be like some embarrassment for Trump, like you just saw with me. You have the DOJ on record funding the fake lawsuits against me, funding the show trials, funding me being found guilty by judges who then had show trials, where I was already guilty. And you have Ed Martin just sending a letter saying, keep your information, we want to talk to you. They go totally crazy in the media, the Democrat law firms, and say, Ed Martin's a goon. Ed Martin's a crook. Ed Martin's stalking families. No, you're the one stalking us. Then you have the Deputy Attorney General come out and, quote, admonish Ed Martin and say, remove your letter that you are willing to speak with these people. Well, that's okay, because that already happened with the other U.S. attorney that blocked all this. You don't think people didn't know this was going to happen? You don't think people didn't know that when these letters, plural, went out, that you guys were going to run around like chickens with your heads cut off, and then people in the DOJ were going to come to the defense of it? That's like when you inject radioactive iodine into somebody's arteries or veins to see where the aneurysms are or the leaky blood is. That's all this is. And that's why they're conducting lie detector tests at the FBI and the DOJ and all this. And I've been told, not by Martins, he won't talk about her, but everybody else, including Trump criticizing her, which I told you was happening months ago. Now, he publicly did it last weekend, that the problem is Pam Bondi. Oh, there's all this institutional chatter against Cash Patel, and he's certainly imperfect, or Dan Mangino. No, I've talked to people in the White House, the DOJ. I was on a lot of phone calls last night to late last night, and they said, we don't even care if it's known now, but this was basically our plan to get them to flush themselves out. That's what you do, like quail hunting. Your dogs run around the bushes to get the quail to fly off. And so what you need to know is this isn't Trump 8 years ago. They didn't know how stuff ran. He now knows, and he's on their ass, and the indictments are coming. The indictments were already handed down weeks ago in Virginia and another state against Letitia James, James Comey. They have the indictments ready on others, and they have the U.S. attorneys trying to block it in these jurisdictions across the country. So finally the fight's here. People are like, I don't want to hear about it until there's an indictment. You're just sitting on the bench being a black-pilled whiner. You don't know. You don't have the deputy AG pulling investigation letters on you. You're not meeting with the DOJ. You're not up in D.C. You pretend on your keyboard that you're talking to some magic 8chan thing that's telling you this is the actual real world. I told you 8 years ago, you're not getting any indictments because I knew Sessions was weak and Barr was bad and Comey was evil and Ray was evil and McCabe. We got real players now that don't just have courage. They're like a dog, a hunting dog. They're on a mission. You're not going to stop them. You got Rhodesian Ridgeback dogs where three of them can kill a lion. It takes 10 hyenas to do that. And those Rhodesian Ridgebacks are not scared when they're attacking a lion because they're bred to do it from the very best dogs, hundreds of generations, and it's what they're built to do. And they're not scared when three of them might take 2 hours to exhaust a lion. And finally, they're going to exhaust it and run it down and bite its legs and bite its, and then finally, they're going to tear its throat up. Because they're built to do it. They're not scared. They love it. And that's who I am. I just want you to keep me in the fight. Because I love it. I love it when the globalists threaten me and say, you know, we're gangsters. We could really, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Meanwhile, I'm just salivating to get my teeth into their neck. Politically, not violently. And if I get chewed up and hurt in it, I don't care. Big deal. It's what I love to do. This dog hunts. This dog wins. This dog kills. As long as I get home, you patch me up and give me a bowl of dog food and some water. And I'll go out just as soon as I can, and I'll hunt down the enemy again. More on this key subject in the Inside Baseball. You won't get anywhere else. At the tip of the spear, straight ahead.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun. Loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian. Two-stepping outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. 100% lifetime guarantee. High-quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
right. Some stations don't carry this for its five. I want everybody to hear this because I'm doing a deep dive on the clear now corruption at the DOJ. And you notice in the last few weeks, even before the Deputy Attorney General ordered the investigation into the DOJ funding the illegal operations against InfoWars, even before they ordered that killed, I was criticizing the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General who went and had that meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell and all the rest of it. And I was saying she should be removed. So I didn't look at that and go, oh, the DOJ is investigating for me, the good guys. If I kiss the ass of these other people, maybe they'll let me. See, I don't think like that. No, I know how it works. There's good people. There's bad people. There's cowards. There's yes men. You know, there's stupid people. There's smart people. There's people with courage. You know, Joker, silly, and he's ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. There's also people that aren't that smart, but they're good. I'll take them over smart, evil people every day. Wouldn't you? So I was already taken to the woodshed because we need this overall agenda to take down the deep state to succeed. In fact, when the DOJ wanted to investigate all this, I told you, I said, well, I'm not that important. You got to take down the big guys. They'll get us all anyways. Like, no, they were sloppy with you. And it's because we have them with the DOJ funding these illegal trials, with the DOJ involved in the fake auction to sell InfoWars and Bloomberg. Of course, I mean, I'm like, wow, you're going to investigate the DOJ? And I'm like, and they're like, yeah, that's our job. That's our, the weaponization committee goes after the government. And I was like, all right, well, this is going to be a firestorm. Well, we're ready for that. And if that happens, it just exposes it more. So we're just doing the right thing and we don't care. That's Ed Martin. I'm just doing the right thing. And I don't think about consequences. That's not a stupid person. That's a spiritually committed person. Because that's what I do. I mean, I steal war game stuff and then still make the decision that's the right one. And, of course, they did, too. That's why it's all over the news. Oh, my God, the DOJ rogues were trying to protect the bully of the dead kids, the murderer of the Sandy Hook children, the guy that never did anything. They fundraised hundreds of millions off me, made up all this stuff, had show trials. And I'm sick of talking about it. I got other stuff to cover here. And I will. But this is a window into it all. And O'Keefe was almost crying last hour. He loves Trump. He knows the Democrats want to put him in prison. He knows we're getting so much good done. But he said the DOJ is covering up for the CIA Mossad human trafficking of children. I have to cover it. Because he has integrity. They're going down, though. You can smell it. You smell that? It's blood. Political blood. So, they can try to put off the inevitable, but we're seeing the last gasp of these people. Now, some of us at the tip of the spear, we're going to get chewed up. But that's why God made us. That's an honor, my friends. Just like Charlie Kirk. That's a king's death. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know why I love to fight tyranny? Because the more I fight it, the closer I feel to God. I fight evil because it's a drug. That's why when callers call in and say, oh, thank you so much, you're so great. And I'm like, we're all under total attack. I can't roll over and be a slave, neither can you. Please don't thank me, just support me. But I guess in a world of cowards, other people that love freedom and aren't cowards, they see somebody else in the coward and think, well, this guy's wonderful. I don't know about you, but I mean, I'm not looking for a fight, but if somebody walks up to me in a restaurant and punches me in the face for no reason, I'm going to get up and attack them. And they may be so badass they can deal with it, but they're going to definitely get a fight. So that's what this is. And we know what the enemy does. They're used to being in control. I had Nick Fuentes on here saying, I said, you hear yesterday, Congress got the letter. They made a deal. They signed a contract. Alphabet, the owner of Google and YouTube and all that other stuff, they're going to stop censoring political speech. People got banned from political speech. And I got banned openly for it. So I told Nick Fuentes, I said, hey, when the show ends, let's both go re-sign up. And it's weird. Before we couldn't get into our old account, I go in there. We get right into the old account. Something did change. And I go, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I said, I think we'll be banned by tomorrow morning. So I shoot a video on the impending indictments of Comey and Letitia James and on, you know, women dying from gobbling and Tylenol to show Trump he's wrong. Haven't got to that yet. It's just a standard report. It didn't pull any punches. It was what the news was. And it got taken down at like 2 a.m. People go, well, then why'd you do it? Because they signed a deal with the government to do that, and they broke it. So we're proving it. It's like, why do you vote when there's election fraud? Because we got poll watchers now and lawyers, and we're going to prove it. And you saw what we just did, mitigated most of it, and Trump won the election. It's like, why are you getting in the boxing ring? Why are you even boxing? You're going to get your ass kicked for the first few years. Because I'm going to learn how to box. Being black-pilled and just giving up and just bitching and not being engaged is loser behavior. No, when good men and women take the field historically and do it and do it and do it, we get stronger, evil gets weaker. People that have inclinations to be good are always way more powerful than evil. The problem is, historically, evil people sit back because they want to, you know, evil people take action because they know good people are sitting back trying to figure out a perfect way, a perfect plan to just get it all right and not hurt any innocent people. You're being assaulted by pure evil. You're not going to do a perfect job, but you've got to get up off your ass and do something. And God's watching. God knows you're not perfect. God knows it might not go completely well. But what matters is in life, in business, in relationships, in crime, is intent. Intention is everything. Your will. What are you trying to do? I'm trying to be informed. I'm trying to be accurate. I'm trying to be truthful. I'm trying to be honorable. I'm trying to be strong. And the funny thing happens when you start ordering your spirit through your will. That is the will of your spirit. Amazing things happen. And that's why they want you hopeless, is because you are so powerfully made. Have you seen what we've made? Have you seen what humans can do? You think all this was easy to build? You think all this stuff, all this culture, all this science, all this math, missiles that can fire 5,000 miles away and shoot through somebody's window, all the zeros and ones, all the AI, we're crap, AI's here. Oh, yeah, we made this. We're the granddaddy. We're the OG. This whole system came out from between the legs of Mother Humanity. Start having some basic respect for yourself and the God that made you. That doesn't mean delusionally just sit back like some Satanist on a power trip. That's a counterfeit of it. Have some God-fearing respect for how awesome consciousness is and how awesome reality is and the wonderment of it and the fact that you've got a destiny and a will to execute that destiny and get with the program. Let's play the Nick Fuentes prediction first. Just 2 minutes from yesterday, and it was not even a hard prediction. And I love the crew. A lot of them are smarter than I am in many ways. They teach me a lot. But I had crew running up going, since you're allowed back on YouTube, since Jim Jordan has the agreement, we should work on algorithms and make sure we maximize up front the best boosts. And I said, I'm really glad you care about that. I said, we'll be banned by tomorrow. This is all fake. Jordan's been lied to. Just like everything else they do, they'll bring back a few people. They're not bringing us back. Well, that's a little pessimistic. God, you're always negative. I'm saying, just have I not proven? Just fine, watch. And, of course, it happened. It would take an hour to go into the formula of why I know that, but that's okay. Because that's the next step to the victory. When they know they're beaten, when they know they're in antitrust, when they know they've been caught in election stealing and collusion and domestic propaganda and the Smith-Month Act is being repealed and they're scared, the first thing they're going to do is come with a fake settlement and see if we buy it. So when they give us the Trojan horse lie, they always do that. You don't go, oh, God, we went up and they took us down. I'm giving up. You go, we're going back up today. We'll be down by tomorrow. And then we're going to hold their feet to the fire because we're not a panicking. We're a winning. We're a running a circles around them. And I say this to my buddies. I don't blame them. I've been a sports addict. It was at least 20 years ago, I swore it off and stopped. Because I go years not doing it. And my buddy goes, let's go watch a football game, or let's go watch the Red Sox. They're in the, and then all of a sudden I'm up every night watching. I'm like, I got stuff. I can't do it. If men just spend their time wargaming politics and life and their families and making sure their kids aren't on fentanyl. And if you treat your kids as important as you treat sports, you're going to have a great life. You're not, you have all this wargaming that goes into sports and things, which is simulated war. So your brain knows it and loves it because it's a simulation. It's like marrying a blow-up doll that you buy at the porn shop. Do you want to have sex with a blow-up plastic doll, or do you want the real thing to have children in the future with? I mean, this is exact. I'm not mad at sports fans. I get it. I want to be at the 50-yard line watching a major playoff game, any good team of the NFL, sitting back, drinking a beer and eating popcorn. Man, that sounds great even today because I can be mindless, I can get into the game, and I understand it, and it's fun. But, baby, we're getting destroyed. We're almost in nuclear war. We're not supposed to spend our time on that when we're in this much trouble. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good men make weak times. Weak men. The NFL, the NBA, is the equivalent of a plastic sex doll compared to the real thing. It's death. I was going to take calls. There's no time now. I got so much news to cover. I got to get to it. So, my point is, I got hundreds of congratulations yesterday in my text messages and everything. Oh, you're back on YouTube. Congratulations. And most of them I didn't respond because I was too busy. But you know, the bigger people, I'm like, yeah, this is a stunt. I'll be off tomorrow. They're like, you're stunt? What do you mean? It's you, it's Congress. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it's fake. They're just doing this to hope Congress doesn't pay attention. That's why we went on there to show this and prove this. Now this morning, dozens of texts. God, how'd you call it? How'd I call it? That's not even hard. But I get it. People don't study this. So to them, it's just like, That's why they still put lies out, because people just still like halfway believe it. It's like a, well, maybe it's true, you know, maybe it's actually true. So, no, now we have them lying to Congress, lying in these agreements. Now we can sue them, and now we have the money to do it. We win. See, the war takes time. Always an enemy when they're losing will run up a white flag hoping you just go away and think the war's won. They come right back. That's the first trick, is playing possum. Yep, I was violated for terms of service violation. First, here's my prediction. There's a few minutes of the evil report that violated their terms of service. Well, they just violated their agreement to get out of antitrust investigations. And now we got to put pressure on Jim Jordan, because Jim Jordan gets a lot of Google money. You know, I want to say Jim Jordan's a good old boy and really the real deal, but he just always seems to talk good talk, but kind of lets him walk. Yeah, just like the DOJ I'm going to get to in a minute. Mm-hmm. But see, I've known this for a long time. Here's the difference, Jimmy boy. I know what you've been up to, Jimmy boy, for 10 years. Little woofy in sheepy clothing. You sound like us. You talk like us. But like Cicero said, the traitor's the plague. Here's the difference, Jimmy boy. And maybe you're just a mercenary. Maybe you'll come over to our side. That's fine. But here's the difference, Jimmy boy. The public wasn't awake before to hear that. They are now. Remember V for Vendetta? He's talking to the police commissioner. He says, V, why didn't you do this before? And he said, I was waiting for you, commissioner. Inspector. Chief inspector was actual. I've been waiting for you. See, now we're in a different ball game, like you know. So if you think, like every other case, we're going to sit there and take it while you claim you've done one thing, but really nothing happened, you're going to get the blame for it. And I don't have some hard on for you, bro. It's just that this isn't about me. Individually being banned everywhere and being attacked only makes us bigger. For Alex Jones to achieve critical mass, I'm already beyond your power. Seriously. You strike me down, I become more powerful than you possibly imagine. That's God did that, not me. But I'm already escape velocity. I'm already in orbit. But I'm worried about everybody else down there, because I need them to win and beat you. So don't you sit there and act like you got this deal and you give us some fake lie. If Jim Jordan doesn't slap them down, I'll give them 2 weeks. Jim Jordan's responsible. Because you don't tell us, oh, you're all back. They promised. And then, of course, they didn't. And then you sit there and can tell your constituents you did it. We ain't handing out trophies to people that didn't win the race, Bubba. The time for stolen valor is long over. Here I am talking to Fuentes. We don't have the First Amendment, we have nothing. So on the heels of Bondi endorsing the ADL repeal of the First Amendment last week and us slapping it down, we have Jim Jordan yesterday. Due to our oversight efforts, Google commits to offer all creators previously kicked off YouTube to the political speech violations to return to their platform. But that's not all. We have the Alphabet letter, that's the parent company, Eric Schmidt, saying, yeah, we're going to stop. So I've been a little busy, but I told you during a break, you should go try to relaunch your channel. And I'm doing it today. I'm going to get there with my driver's license, all of it. And I'm going to try to relaunch an Alex Jones channel today. And the crew's like, well, let's worry about the algorithm. We're not going to get on there. I predict they're going to block it, which is fine. Then I'll get it to Jim Jordan, who I can call on the phone, leave it right there. This is just department investigation, and we're going to force their hand on this. But this does show some of the good stuff coming out of Trump, other than trying to start a nuclear war. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm skeptical of it like you are, because then they came out, actually, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, and YouTube said it's a pilot program. I don't know if this is brand new.
No, I think that.
We're going to
let them all back, but it's a pilot program.
Yes, so I'm deeply skeptical, and You know, that could mean one of two things. It might mean that they will do more later. That's what a pilot program is. They'll see how it goes. Maybe they'll bring on more people. Or it could mean that it's like a token concession, and it's not actually what they're saying it is.
They, you know, big creators, big talk show hosts, I'll stop there. They call them up and say, oh, we hear Evan Alex on. The producers all talk to them, they're all tattletales. Better not do that. We're going to demonetize you. So that's what goes on. But it's not like, oh, I went back on YouTube. But clearly, will you, because I'm not trying to hog the space here. It's a smart, not a stunt, it's a show. And let's commit, you and I both today. Let's go try to log on. Let's try to relaunch the Nick J. Fuentes Show, America First. Let's try to relaunch Alex Jones Live. Let's do it when we get off here in 10 minutes.
Let's do it. Absolutely. I'm game. Yeah, let's stress test it.
Yeah, because it's horse crap. I totally agree with you. So they did exactly what we said they would do. I didn't need to use 10% of my brain power to know that. Well, why do you try it then? Blah, blah, blah. Because why do you vote? There's election fraud. To expose it. Well, wait, if there's election fraud, how does Trump win if there's a landslide? Because they got 10% fraud baked in. You just saw what happened. When you're getting bullied, when you're getting cheated, you don't give up, you gut up. Look at the Daily Beast. MAGA's far right foe launches comeback attempt that quickly backfires. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel was censored. Oh, we love the First Amendment. Oh, ha, 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 they're banned. Ha, 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 ha. Nobody banned Jimmy Kimmel. The free market stations were already about to cancel him with no viewers. And then he did all this stuff, so they dumped him. That's their right. And then the FCC guy made a joke so they could act like that. But here's a few minutes before I get into the DOJ stuff. Of the video I put on YouTube last night that they banned, here it is.
James Comey is expected to be indicted in the coming days. The full extent of the charges being prepared against Comey is unclear. Joining us now, MSNBC Justice and Intelligence Correspondent Ken Delanian and MSNBC Senior Investigative Correspondent Carol Lenig. Chris O'Leary, Ashley Parker, still with us. Carol, help us understand the reporting.
Ain't a one-way street,
so,
bitch.
Katie, we have some sources who say that for several weeks now, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia, and actually in offices that are potentially much further south than Alexandria, have been eyeing ways to indict Comey, and they are getting very much closer. The statute of limits, rephrase, they are arguing that Comey, there is evidence to suggest Comey lied to Congress in his testimony on the Hill in September of 2020. And for viewers out in the audience who may not be legally as nerdy as me and Ken, I'll just say that there's a statute of limitations to charge people with the crime of lying to Congress or perjury, and that's 5 years. The five-year statute runs this month.
The office is expected to charge Tish James, the New York Attorney General, with mortgage fraud. And, of course, Donald Trump, we all saw it posted on Truth Social in recent days, exhorting his Attorney General to charge both of those people as soon as possible. But, again, this is, grand juries are secret. This is a fluid situation. It's also important to know, though, that the U.S. attorney, the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in this office, Eric Siebert, was essentially forced out last week, in part because he was refusing to bring these cases. We're told that he was opposed to both, to prosecuting both James and Comey on these grounds, and he's out.
It is Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. This is a Wednesday evening emergency breaking news alert from the embattled InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. Not only are we now getting reports from NBC News and others that before the statute of limitations runs out in just 5 days, the disgraced former FBI director James Comey, who ran the deep state operations against Trump and the American people, including myself, that's been declassified, will be indicted for perjury to Congress when he lied and said he never leaked anything to the media, which he later admitted he did. He also leaked false information and reported twisted classified information. Also, Letitia James for cut and dry massive fraud dealing with mortgages, the very same thing she tried to do to Trump. This is so huge. John Bolton, also it's been reported, was caught with classified materials, completely illegal. Only person that can have classified materials is the president of the United States, who may declassify things at will as America's chief executive. So this is a seismic event. The deep state is in total, absolute panic mode because they and their minions believe they've been above the law. They believe they're untouchable. They believe there's never any consequences or repercussions for the things that they've done. That's why this is so incredibly important. I'll get back to that in a moment. But first, this is a test tonight. Yes, we're posting this at man.video. Yes, we're posting it at InfoWars.com. Yes, we're posting it at Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, and, of course, the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones. But this is the first post since 2018 on YouTube officially by us. They announced 2 days ago Jim Jordan and his investigation into illegal censorship and election meddling and violations of American people's rights. Got an official letter from Alphabet that owns Google and YouTube. I'll show you that letter right here, saying we are going to stop. We're going to bring back all the people that were politically banned. And, of course, the Democrats called for me to be politically banned, and I've been patient zero in all of this breaking. Due to our oversight efforts, Google commits to offer all creators previously kicked off YouTube due to political speech violations to return to the platform. And here is the letter from the lawyers for Alphabet to the United States House Representatives. So this is a big deal. Biden ordered them to do it. It even happened before that. But this is absolutely massive information and a huge seismic development. Now, we know there's a lot of bureaucrats. There's a lot of deep state within big tech, not just in government. And so if this report you're seeing on YouTube right now gets taken down, well, know that you can go find it later at Real Alex Jones on X and Band.video and other places like Rumble. But this is a major issue because they're claiming they've stopped the censorship, but they haven't. Facebook claimed 3 months ago we could come back, wouldn't let us back. So we'll see if this is actually happening. And if it doesn't
happen. Let's stop right there.
So, no brainer, there you are. Now they're caught red-handed. That's how this works. Only way you lose, you give up. Never take your ball and go home. That's life. You can't give up. This isn't a game. This is life. This is the third dimension.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Very paradoxical. Trump is doing so much good, but then endorsing total war with Russia because Russia won't go along with bad deals. It's just terrible. But I want to get into the Justice Department and the new Epstein information, the indictments, them ordering Ed Martin to pull his exploratory investigation of the DOJ funding attacks on me that's confirmed, not even hidden. We have the documents. They even admitted it was hiding in plain view. But before I do that, I want to hear just a short clip of Governor Gavin Newsom, who is their guy for 2028. He's literally the Pelosi family who burned down the Palisades in the staged event. He's saying that the Republicans in Texas and other states trying to end the gerrymandering that's totally for Democrats is fixing the election. But remember, they want anybody that questions an election or says there can be fraud arrested, but they're the ones always running around saying there's fraud. We know the Democrats are the kingpins of that. So Trump's Election Integrity Commission pulling federal funds from states that don't demand driver's license, voter ID, it is so important. And that alone is the reason to back Trump. And then you got what RFK Jr. is doing and all the other great things. Here's Governor Newsom.
Hey, we're back with the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. Tell us about the sort of the collective health policy you're putting together with the West Coast states. So over here, you guys, what do you call this? You call
this West Coast Offense. It's a Western Alliance.
The Western Alliance. Yeah. Okay.
Head pause.
What do you guys?
Head
what do you
pause.
Guys?
What is it called? In the movie, $350 million movie, shot and produced 2 years ago, released a year ago, called Civil War. Western states and blue states, the Western Alliance, in the Podesta plan from August 2020, if Trump would have won, they couldn't have stolen it, for Civil War, Western states seceding, that I harp on. It's called the Western Alliance. And the military gets together and goes to the White House and kills Trump. Now He's literally calling it the West. Start it over. The Western Alliance, the last ingredient, is attacking traditionally black colleges and illegal alien demonstrations, which they say Trump's going to kill in mass. They're going to false flag it. Trump would never do that. I keep saying it for the last year every day because you see it all now unfolding. You're now inside of it. It's not coming. It's here. And they're going to do as much violence as they can, killing Charlie Kirk and shooting up people at the ICE facility and killing people yesterday and a month ago shooting up an ICE facility and killing Border Patrol agents. All of this. So when they false flag a big group of people, they go, oh, it's in response to that. So what's it called in civil war? What's their flag? The Western Alliance. It's a script. It's the Podesta plan. Are you getting chills right now? And Newsom intends, because they know they're going to lose the midterms. They're going to start this before then. The numbers are out. If things track like this, Trump's all-time record high right now. In his 9 years of political operations, he's the highest ever been. Democrats' war game for election, including West Coast secession, possible civil war, Western Alliance, civil war. Now are you listening to me? And there's the flag, back it up, of the Western Alliance. So it looks American, but it's globalist. Now do you understand? Now, only now, do you know why they want me off the air? I am so angry that I've been on air 31 years and have been sure of my mission for 27. That I'm trying to get you to click, you know, those hidden image pictures you see in dental offices or wherever, where it just looks like a bunch of green specks or pink, purple specks or whatever. And it's like, see the hidden image. You sit there and you look for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And all of a sudden you go, oh, it's a bear. It's a butterfly. It's a whatever. It's a four leaf clover. And you go, oh, how did I not see that? I'm not trying to tell you what to think. I'm trying to get you to change your perspective so that you'll see it. Please. Morpheus tells Neo in The Matrix, I can't tell you about The Matrix. All I can do is give you the red pill, and you got to see for yourself. They're not going with the Podesta plan. They've launched it, boys and girls. And you know what's in that plan once the real civil war comes? Hit teams. Not Antifa, they're the cover. Drug gangs. TDA. MS-13, others. Islamic groups. And you got a list like Santa Claus. And you know who's on it? All the top federal law enforcement that aren't traitors, the top generals, the top talk show hosts. You've seen the hit list have come out before. I guarantee I'm in the first 20 names. So see, I know how real this is. Do you? I told you. In fact, have the archivists find that. I've probably said at least 15 times I can remember that I bet they even call it the Western Alliance from the movie that is the Podesta plan. And son of a bitch. See, I saw the headline and knew he talked. I hadn't watched that clip yet. When I saw that, it was like a car wreck sound. Oh, there won't be an election. There'll be a civil war, he's saying, see? And then he uses the name from the movie. Oh, my goodness gracious. Holy Toledo, Batman. Did you just hear that? Play the clip.
Hey, we're back with the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. Tell us about the sort of the collective health policy you're putting together with the West Coast states. So over here, you guys, what do you call this? You call
the West Coast Offense. It's a Western Alliance.
The Western Alliance. Yeah. Okay. What are you guys doing? What's the agreement between these states?
We believe. Look, I run the largest public health system in the United States of America, California. It's the size of 21 state populations combined. We have some of the best and the brightest scientists, researchers, Nobel laureates in our state. And as a consequence, we are advancing an independent scientific review panel with other states to counter the mis- and disinformation coming from the CDC. They simply are not trustworthy.
Yeah.
And so putting that out. Public health, not complicated.
What's happening at the NIH and the CDC is harping to me. My dad was an immunologist who was at NIH under Kennedy.
Yeah.
And I love seeing this, personally, but tell the people why it's important that there are governmental institutions that actually are going to certify and say these are the proper treatments of these drugs. What does that mean in terms of people's insurance?
Well, and we just required that insurers provide insurance and cover the cost of all of these vaccines as well. And so
because normally they would use the CDC.
Yeah, they're going to use the CDC guidelines that are automatically default. And as a consequence, if they're not making those recommendations, they're not going to cover the costs of those treatments or those vaccines. And as a consequence of that, millions and millions of people potentially can lose that coverage. So in California, we're requiring our health plans. We're requiring those insurance companies to provide access. And we're making sure that our own independent analysis provides a list of recommendations based on
facts. Stop right here. They admit that the COVID-19 mRNA shots erase your immune system and give you no protection. 98%, 84%, 72%, 63%, 41%. Oh, triple the chance of getting. Here is this Bill Gates criminal. And notice they launched the Western Alliance, the Western Offense, on a healthcare deal. Oh, but they're giving you the preparation for the secession. That's what sanctuary cities are. They're above the law. They do whatever they want. And they're just getting you ready for it. It's not guaranteed now. It happened. And I'm not happy about this. Because I thought, and I said this, maybe we expose it enough, it'll fall apart. But the DOJ is full of so many career cowards and lazy people and a bunch of crooks, but most of them aren't globalist operatives. They just candy ass around and indict whoever gets the media attention or whatever's safe. That's the real problem. And I already knew that, but I've talked to a whole bunch of insiders. That's the issue. These people have the will of a dead dog. It would take me an hour to go over the DOJ stuff, and I'm going to have to do it quickly because I got a bunch of stuff to hit when I'm almost over here. Maybe I'll go on. I'm on O'Keefe's show right after this, but I'm going to go in the war room because I need to do this DOJ presentation. I know anytime Harrison says anytime I want to come on, he loves obviously coming on the show. He's probably got a big show lined up. But I haven't addressed the DOJ launching an investigation into my persecution by the DOJ, which is what Ed Martin's job is, what Trump told him to do, and how the deputy director of the DOJ, the deputy AG, killed it and repudiated him for it. How dare you investigate the DOJ funding lawfare against Alex Jones? Now, we knew that was going to happen. One way or another, we knew that would draw this out. There's a good chance you're going to end up with Ed Martin as the attorney general. And I didn't hear that from Ed. He won't talk about it, but I can tell you the White House, that's what's going on. Ed just hadn't gone and said it himself. There's a good chance you're going to have the Missouri AG as the head of the FBI or the head of the DOJ, and Ed Martin, the deputy attorney general. So, Ed's doing his job. Everybody else is doing their job. This is all about drawing them out. But I told you back in January and back in February and March and April and May, I told you, look for Comey and Letitia James first because they're the most guilty. And when I asked people in the DOJ that were not Ed Martin's, there's other groups that don't even want to be on the radar, I said, let me guess, Comey as a Fed at the state level, still federal, charges, it'll be Letitia James. He said, yeah, who told you that? And I said, well, they're the most obvious cut and dry. They said, you bet your ass they are. That's exactly right. So here's a clip from months ago of me specifically saying who'd be first. And again, the grand jury's already handed down the indictments. A week and a half ago, the U.S. attorney that turned out to be a globalist was blocking it. So all you see in indictments never coming, they've already happened, boys and girls. And when they come down, who told you again? I'm risking my life to spend 18 hours a day on this stuff to give you the most accurate information. And you need to use it to beat the enemy. Only reason I keep pointing out how right I am is because I want you to pay attention because you've got all the power, sweetheart. I need you to win this war. And I need you to know we got the research and the know-how and the intel how the cow ate the cabbage. I told you they're going to launch a war called the Western Alliance because it's all scripted. They don't produce major movies off a pedestal plan for no reason. Them and their buddies all watch it like they put out 15 years ago and then the year before COVID, the U.S. version, Utopia, about a shot that erases your immune system and sterilizes you because they wanted to play patty cake with you. They love in their own cult that they have movies and shows about it, and I've learned which ones are those movies. Utopia, Civil War, is not fiction. It is a future planned documentary. All right, here's a clip. Things are moving very, very quickly. If you remember about 2 months ago, you can pull the clip up, just go to X and type it in. Alex Jones predicts James Comey will be arrested within 3 months, and we're coming up on the three-month mark right now. Now, I've talked to a lot of sources in D.C. I'll leave it at that. And they've said Comey is the number one target because he was the main kingpin at the Justice Department, FBI, running all that. Brennan as well, and then they want to go after Letitia James, and they are. And you'll see that indictment very, very soon. Comey knows that that's coming. And so out of desperation yesterday, he puts out this 8647. And 86 means destroy, sink. Now, I'm going to hit the full DOJ thing later. I mean, I already hit a lot of it, but I'm going to do it in one piece. But here's the bottom line. The deputy AG behind the scenes has been trying to slow roll with Pam Bondi indictments till the statute of limitations is over. Trump found out just 7 days ago and went ape. And then overrode Bondi and put in a prosecutor that'll do it. And now they're racing to get it done, but there's total sabotage. But it's going down. And I predict they will be indicted in the next 4 to 5 days. And then when that happens, the left's going to riot and burn everything down. I've got Democrat congresspeople saying, when the indictments come, we riot. So it's going down. Then you've got this. Such cult-like brainwashing that it has been known by anybody that can read a drug insert since Tylenol got approved in the early 80s that it should never been have approved. It works great to kill pain because it turns your whole body off. It eats brain cells. It destroys glutathione. That is a key buffer for toxins. And then you take poison shots on top of it. It's a cocktail. That's how I predicted what you'd get in the press conference Monday, because our new studies. So now they've had hundreds of women hospitalized. This is mainstream news. When I got up this morning, there's already one death. Now they're reporting two deaths. A pregnant globalist worshiper gobbled Tylenol publicly, a whole bottle of extra strength, and she died and her baby died an excruciating death. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been well known that if you want to commit suicide, eat a bottle of Tylenol. Now, I wouldn't recommend it if you, you know, because it's really painful. Total organ failure, not just your liver. And we're pumping babies through this after they're born. And boys have weak brain, blood-brain barriers. So here's a compilation of leftists, which I predicted very sadly. I wasn't proud of this Monday. We posted the memes. We said, these liberal women are about to die. Because when Trump said, don't take Tylenol if you're pregnant, and don't give Tylenol to babies, which Tylenol said decades ago. Tylenol companies, it's generic now. A bunch of them said that. We've shown you those posts. If Trump said don't slit your wrists with razor blades, if Trump said don't jump off a 50-story building, I guarantee if Trump went on TV tonight and said, women, do not jump off high buildings without parachutes, hundreds of women would throw themselves off. Because their god is the corporate media. Their man, their pimp is the system. They think they're part of the power structure. They think following it empowers them. The hospitals are now full of women gobbling Tylenol. Pregnant liberal woman suffers fatal Tylenol overdose after trying to prove Trump wrong. Now allegedly on ventilator fighting for her life. I heard she's dead. A couple of them are dead. Oh, she's the one that's dead. I saw the pregnant liberal woman suffers fatal Tylenol overdose after trying to prove Trump wrong. Now on, yeah. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Pregnant TikTok goblins. Look at Zero Edge stealing my term. Gobble Tylenol. That's what I call liberal women, goblins. Demand autism acceptance. So here's a short compilation of these people gobbling Tylenol. Here it is.
If you're pregnant, don't take Tylenol.
I'm 28 weeks pregnant. You know what I'm going to take? Some Tylenol. It's acetaminophen.
About to take Tylenol for my headache while pregnant because I don't take my medical advice from a man who doesn't have a degree in science, healthcare, or medicine.
Don't take it.
I'm going to keep buying it. In fact, I'm going to stock up.
It's going to work like a charm, and my baby won't have autism.
The FDA is responding to clinical and laboratory studies that suggest a potential association between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and adverse neurodevelopmental outcomes, including later diagnosis for ADHD and autism.
Yeah, I'll trust my doctors who have their degree.
Today, the FDA will issue a physician's notice about the risk of acetaminophen during pregnancy.
I'll be damned if it comes down to it and I can't get my hands on some
acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
You're telling me that pregnant women can't take pain over the counter painkiller?
Don't take Tylenol.
How does that make sense?
But it's not even funny. They're the same ones that all lined up with the Pfizer shots. Because they think their man is the government, is the media. And again, my dad's a physician. I remember when I was a kid, he was like, take Advil, never take Tylenol unless you're deathly ill, because it destroys the blood-brain barrier and kills glutathione and attacks the liver. They've known the whole time. And then these women are going to have autistic sons, because again, a male mammal has a way weaker blood-brain barrier. 90% of autism is boys. And they're going to wonder why they got this crazy, out-of-control, brain-damaged kid. And they're so stupid, I guarantee you, they won't even blame themselves or Tylenol. People are like, wait, I thought it was vaccines. I've told you for decades, Tylenol destroys the blood-brain barrier, and then everything toxic is worse, and men are not as strong as women. Physically, we're stronger, twice as strong. But why do women live longer than us? Any physician will tell you a female fetus, way tougher. Any trauma doctor will tell you. They see women shot 4 or 5 times, they live, man, one bullet, you're dead. Men are geared up like a race car, but smaller insults will kill us. Women, as part of our species, are built tougher to disease and to trauma. Because they're not geared for war, they're geared for survival. Men are geared to be expendable. Women are meant to survive in the entire animal kingdom. Not just mammals. What do male birds do? They bring worms to the female because she has the babies. That's how God designed it. They're superior in some ways. We're superior in others. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on thealexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.